Wars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Most of this audience understands the incredible change that's taking place in the world right now and where we'd be right now under deep globalism and deep economic collapse if they would have been able to put their puppet Kamala in, who they were then going to scapegoat for it. The entire system was designed to already be collapsed by now, and then we were to be brought into the new global system of total tyranny as a supposed answer to that crisis. The globalists said back in documents that leaked 16, 17 years ago from the UN meetings and the North American Union meetings, they said we're going to use a virus to bring in global government and financial collapse to bring in global government and civil war, racial division in Western countries to do that. And at the last minute, because the public's been awakened, there has been a lot of resistance form against it around the world, and we are winning. But globalism is not defeated yet. You can look down the road and know it will never be able to succeed, as I predicted decades ago, but it's not totally defeated yet. Now, James O'Keefe talked about harassment and people coming to their offices and the feds and everything yesterday. And he said because they were about to release really powerful information concerning another coup plot inside the Pentagon. That's how the media built it. It's not another coup plot. It's the same group. And we know who they are. And so back in early January, when President Trump was president-elect, the coup manager from the civilian Pentagon side, an FBI / CIA agent, the real spooks wear multiple hats, Hillary Clinton's former top staffer, got caught on an undercover sting, bragging that he was holding major briefings with the top generals at the Pentagon on how to resist and stop Trump and stop Trump's coup, which is being elected. So they always reverse what they're actually doing. They always blame those for what they're doing. And I pointed out then when he got fired from the Pentagon, he was wearing that hat too, as a high-level manager, civilian manager, who was bragging that he was in the bubble, the most secretive area, briefing the top generals, that we later went and checked it was true. I said, it's those generals and the other top civilians, they're the real coup managers. And if you're going to do it through the civilian side, you need the Pentagon on board to execute a real coup. Now, they already tried to kill Trump twice, we know of. And I made a big deal about this back in January, and it got some attention, but not as much as it should have. And my point was, it's ongoing, and I've got my headlines and my reports from back then. I'll show them to you. So now, new undercover video of a Pentagon branch chief. We'll explain what that means. That's a civilian boss over a whole section, bragging about the coup that's ongoing. So, I mean, this guy doesn't need to be fired. This piece of crap needs to be indicted for treason right now. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thursday, April 24th, 2025. I am your embattled host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, we have a lot of huge, massively important news on so many fronts, and we have some very important guests today as well, but I'm going to get to all of that later. Up front, I want to just very calmly ask all of our listeners on talk radio and viewers on TV and cable stations and everybody watching at Real Alex Jones on X to understand that this information is absolutely critical. And politics is downstream from the grassroots. So before it was even caught on undercover video in early January that a major manager at the Pentagon was the civilian liaison to the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton and Obama, on record, that's who he is. He brags about it on undercover video. Jamie Manina, FBI, CIA, and Department of Defense, super spook, wears all the hats, that they were plotting and preparing on ways to block Trump and, quote, stop him becoming a dictator and resisting him and overthrowing him. Now, he got fired from the Pentagon. But did he get charged? Now, what did I say at the time? And I'll show you the reports. I said, why is no one, and I mean no one, pointing out, okay, he's an undercover video. The second sting he got caught up in, we'll get to that later, talking about how he's leading briefings previously and that day and the next day in the bubble, the most secure area with the main command of the Pentagon, the civilian and military chiefs, on what they were going to do to Trump. Now, they were simultaneously, in the months and weeks before that, on CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, everywhere, saying, Trump's going to do illegal things. Trump's going to be a dictator. Trump's going to kill migrants. Remember all that? And what's the Pentagon going to do to counter him? And they would say on CNN, don't worry, they've got the Pentagon chiefs in there seeing how they're going to respond to Trump being a dictator. Now, of course, that's the story they put out of why they're engaged in treason with no evidence. And the O'Keefe Media Group got that with Manina. Now, this week, they got an even bigger fish. Nicholas Terza, Department of Defense branch chief. And when you look into what he runs, it is the internal security and the spy grid inside the Department of Defense, where exactly you put the key deep staters. You always see real coups coming from the Praetorian Guard, the guards of the Guardians. And you can bet your bottom dollar that these meetings in December and January that they admit were going on in the news and that we got details of from Jamie Manina, who was on record, the liaison between the civilian system, the neocons, the Democrats, former chief staffer of Hillary Clinton, bragging how they were plotting against Trump. And then I said at the time, why is no one asking who's he in the meetings with? He says top generals and former generals and civilian chiefs plotting this. Everybody's like, oh, look, this guy, he's been fired. Look, oh, he's leading a coup. No, he is a liaison gopher briefing from the civilian globalist bosses to the Pentagon what they want and getting feedback on the Pentagon on what they're going to do. And it's so frustrating to me that that was obviously the central issue, but it blew over. And I said, look, if they're going to try to kill Trump again, or they're planning to do a cyber attack and blame Russia and then blame Trump, you know, all the things they've been pre-programming, or they're going to do a big race attack on illegal alien demonstration and say Trump's behind it or a supporter and kick off the civil unrest that Jamie Raskin and James Carville and John Podesta officially say is their plan this summer after they crash the economy, which they're trying to do. Remember, I told you all this before it happened. Now you're seeing it happen. They're going to need the Pentagon on board for that. They're going to need the FBI and Secret Service, at least at key areas, on board, like they have the stand down in Butler and the cover up. So Trump's got to get control of the FBI, of the Secret Service, and of the Pentagon. Because if he doesn't do that, they will make their move 100%.
Pentagon's DOD advisor, Jamie Manina, reportedly fired after exposed as a Trump hater.
A Trump hater? He says they were leading a resistance to the tyrant and figuring out ways to stop him. I mean, if you've got a private talking like that, they get kicked out of the military with dishonorable discharge, but they don't have real power. When you have the leadership in the most secret area where they do the most secret war planning a war against our populist elected president, that they obviously, the same people are involved in the same system that tried to kill Trump twice last year. So now James O'Keefe again gets Pentagon branch chief over DOD security and finances, sitting back saying, we're going to get rid of Hegseth. We're sabotaging him. We're sabotaging Trump. We're going to stop him. We're going to stop Trump. We're the resistance. We're going to resist him. And now the Pentagon has responded and said, we are investigating. Investigating what? Your head of security? Your boss? Remember when it comes out every few years that, oh, half the computers of the Pentagon have child porn on them. They're not in there on average watching child porn. The leadership's been caught. National Office of Intelligence, Director of National Intelligence, they've, you know, released those chat files and how they use the DEI system as their cult to then report back to the civilian side of who gets persecuted, who gets fired, who gets demoted, who gets removed. Oh, yeah. Oh, the leadership's in there doing it. No. They plant it on people's computers. And it would come out of the security office that has access to them all. That's who would do the planning. I'm not saying Nicholas Terza was ever involved in stuff like that. I'm just saying I've talked for many years about this. That's how they compromise. People go, well, it's okay. We found child porn. Well, it's not mine. Well, it's okay. We're going to work with you. We're going to cover this up. See, now you start to understand all this. Oh, and Jamie Manina, how do you get in trouble the first time? Oh, 3 years ago, caught up in a pedo sting in D.C. Oh, I mean, yeah. So, it's a club. I mean, I'm not saying Nicholas Terza, the Pentagon security chief, would ever be involved in any deep state activity. And I'm sure Jamie Manina just went to have sex with that 12-year-old girl or just to meet her, to maybe paint her fingernails, toenails. We have the video of all that, of course. So, yeah, it's a club. And so the big question before we play this new video, new information is, has Hegseth gone into all these documents and gone in and gotten the documents about the war games against President Trump and now him? Because he's carrying out Trump's orders, doing a great job. You see the huge war against Hegseth? Because if they can take him out, they can take out anybody that's loyal to Trump and all the agencies. So we got to back Hegseth, who's doing a great job. But is that going on? Is that happening? Because this all came out in mid-January. January, February, March, April. No, 3 months ago, plus. And it's just, a coup plot. A resistance plot with the top leadership. They fired the guy that got caught on tape talking about it, who was the liaison manager and doing the briefings from the civilian side of what they wanted done to Trump. Boy, I'd like to get that briefing. Boy, Trump better have seen that briefing. Boy, Hegseth better have had that briefing the day Trump got sworn in on January 20th. You think they did that? And I get Hegseth and Bondi and all of them need to be in the information war and need to be on TV. That's important. But until they go get the coup plans and then put them on TV, there doesn't need to be any TV interviews. So there's an ongoing live coup in the bureaucracy and the teeth of the bureaucracy. The biggest teeth are what? The Pentagon, the military. What always is behind coups in history? The military. What's the one thing you better have control of? The military. The intelligence agencies. The secret police, the FBI. And Trump's got partial control of the FBI, partial control of the DOJ. He is moving quickly. There's a lot to do. But the fact that we didn't see all these Pentagon documents, you know, the left leaks, Trump doesn't have to leak. He can order his Secretary of Defense or the head of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, to release to the public, just like they did Crossfire Hurricane, all this other stuff the last few weeks. Here's the briefing documents and the minutes of the top secret meeting about how to resist the incoming Trump administration, how to have a coup. I'm surprised they even use words like block and frustrate and stop and resist, because that's treason. But can you imagine what was really talked about? So I just am very frustrated that if you study history, warfare, geopolitical systems, internal intrigue, intelligence, coups, counter coups, revolutions, counter-revolutions, different types of systems, the 101 thing you do is you go in and you purge the bad guys out of the military. And the list of people to purge is the people caught, thanks to intrepid investigation groups led by the heroic James O'Keefe. So James O'Keefe perfectly keeps throwing the ball in 50-yard passes perfectly into the Trump administration's hands. And the ball hits the wide receiver in the chest. He does, and just bounces off. And the wide receiver's sitting there with their thumb up their ass. And James O'Keefe throws the ball again. Boing! Risking his life, being arrested. His crew having people come after him. Believe me, it's not fun. I know some of the stuff he's gone through. I've gone through it too. And he just keeps throwing the ball every time. Perfect shot. Nothing. Bounces off. So if Trump doesn't want to get his head blown off or his helicopter blown up or his Air Force One blown out of the air and blamed on Iran, if the American people don't want to have a military coup in this country by the deep state, we better light a fire under the Trump administration's butt. And that means I got a lot of fire under your butt. Because we're here throwing the ball right into Trump's arms. And I know he's doing a lot and doing a great job on many fronts, but this is absolutely imperative number one.
Well, it sounds crazy to release documents of a coup plan. I mean, that'll really shake up the Pentagon.
Well, yeah, and if they'd have shot Trump in the head 1 inch over, where would we be right now? In a civil war? Probably a nuclear war with Russia. I mean, the level of danger that we are dealing with here is simply stratospheric. And the reason they wanted me off and tried to close this building without a court order, and we stood up to it in May of last year, and I told you they're getting ready to kill Trump. I knew that wasn't about me. It's that the bad guys know I study this. I'm an expert and a full spectrum analysis, and you don't even have to be an expert to know this is important. And they're like, get that guy off the air. We don't want him on the air when we get Trump the next time. We don't want Jones on the air laying out the pieces. The top Democrats say they're going to have a civil war. There'll be a big racial event. Migrants will be killed. Obviously, the Border Patrol and Homan and Trump aren't going to do that. The last pieces, they're going to stage it soon. And you see that being lined up. Why am I the only person other than General Flynn that talks about this? I mean, most of the other populist media covers whatever's breaking or whatever's interesting or whatever is, you know, oh, this illegal alien that was let out three times by Biden raped and killed a teenage girl. I know it's important. Expose it. But you can't spend 90% of your time on that stuff. The big stuff is that you got a Pentagon full of globalists. The average rank and file person in the military is great. But you start getting up to colonels and above, any lieutenant colonel will tell you, you start getting into full colonel and above, they have recruited globalists, they have sent them to special schools, they have followed their orders, they have committed all sorts of crimes, they've done all sorts of evil stuff to prove that they are loyal to the globalists, and they've got blackmail on almost all of them, financial, sexual, or both. And most of the key leadership are pedophiles every time. Every time there's a sting and we find out some dirt they've been doing to me. They're not doing stings about Alex Jones to find corruption against Alex Jones. They just keep doing underage sex stings. And in those stings, they run into people in the FBI and the CIA targeting me. Why is it over and over again you got all these people caught up in sex stings, in sex sting dragnets? Well, because, I mean, what type of people do you think betray their country and engage in this type of serious espionage and treason? Compromised sickos. What type of government ships in a million kids? It's not 350,000. That's who they personally handed over and covered it up. What type of government ships in 350,000 children, many of them in sex slavery and getting killed? Oh, yeah. What type of person? Mayorkas. Look at him. My God, he makes your skin crawl. And the book matches, the cover matches what's on the inside. Kamala Harris, all of them. These are bad, 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 evil, 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 evil people. And they got our tax money, trillions of it, funding PR firms, law firms, all these different criminal organizations attacking America, attacking our children, grooming our children. It's all out in the open, people. It is a satanic pedophile cult. A Satan cult. An evil cult. And, oh, we have the head civilian liaison project manager of how to resist and stop Trump, and that means his Secretary of Defense, and then we didn't learn who all those generals were? O'Keefe got this a week and a half before Trump was inaugurated. Talk about fresh. perfectly handed off to Trump administration. That's God using us as vessels, as instruments. So God's trying to help us. But we have to help ourselves. God helps those who help themselves. When God sees you doing the right thing and striving as hard as you can with faith, he will then, in every case in my life, and I see it everywhere, carry you over. Or you think, you learn, it looks like I'm being defeated right now. Nope, that's going to, always amazing stuff happens right after. I have seen the power of God over and over. It is miraculous. It is real. It is everything. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and play the new clip, the new information, go over it all, and then the old clip. It's all processing. And now that they've got the branch chief, civilian branch chief, over DOD security, that doesn't just mean guards, you know, in the parking lot. That means watching everybody, cybersecurity, that's the key person in place, his group. And you know he's brought in all his people. You know. And you know, I bet you all the oil in Saudi Arabia that Nicholas Terza, back in January, was in these meetings with Jamie Menina and the top generals and top civilians from the Pentagon and retired generals who are advising the civilian side and then going for their coup plots. Smoking gun video. People who are who they say they are running coup operations. And Trump and his people seem to not even know this is going on. So, Pete Hegseth, who's overall very smart, great guy, a lot of great work, I'm not against him being on TV or the media. Oh, they put a makeup room in a TV studio. That's what you do. It's important the Pentagon upgrade its media systems. That's 9%+ of war. No makeup here, though. The point is that he needs to spend zero time on the powder room and getting those cheeks all rosy for TV cameras until they have released this information. The president has the power to first vaporize them with it being public and then indict them. Hell, court-martial them. Court-martial those that are commissioned officers. And then you'll start seeing the House of Cards fall even faster. We need indictments of Brennan yesterday. We need indictments of Fauci yesterday. We need indictments of Mayorkas, open and shut, yesterday. I want indictments of those top generals. I want them. I demand court martials immediately, open and shut for treason. You think Trump's this big dangerous tyrant? You're the ones, the tyrants. You're the ones doing seriously illegal stuff. And we'll go nice on you. We won't give you the full turning into victim. That's for not being nice. You don't get the death penalty for treason, which is what it is. No. You get supermax prison. Million all of them. I want them in Colorado in solitary confinement now. Arrest them. Put them in Leavenworth. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure and check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Say justice has been right, truth is passing. Roll the break.
All right, let me get into the actual video and reports and names and the facts here that I was just laying out earlier, but all the bells and whistles here. I know what's going on, just in general. It isn't all of it, but it's the biggest piece of it. The left said if Trump gets in, he's going to persecute us with retribution, and he's going to be a tyrant. No, you committed massive crimes, persecution, surveillance, lawfare, fake criminal charges. You say you're going to have an armed rebellion. You're going to use a racial trigger to do it. We have a responsibility for the massive trillions they've stolen on record, the incredible corruption, all of it, to prosecute these people. The human trafficking, the rape, torture, slavery. It's not sex trade. It's not sex trafficking. It's not child porn. It's child rape and torture. We have to go after these people. And they're not going to stop until they're met with justice. And so okay, the Pentagon with the top people has been meeting about overthrowing Trump, about coups, about resisting. It's on record. We keep catching it on undercover video. Simultaneously, their surrogates were on corporate media saying, thank God the Pentagon's meeting in secret how to respond to the tyrant Trump. It'll say, plotting a coup, it's how to respond to him. He's a dictator. Really, he's elected and done nothing wrong to you. Except be attacked by you and your minions, this mob of crooks that are so arrogant because they've never been held to account and they think that they're above the law. They've never faced what? What have they never faced? Consequences. So, Jamie Menino, the main civilian liaison at the Pentagon, running the briefings on what they're going to do to Trump to resist him and stop him and his administration. Trump should have been doing press conferences. He should have said, when I get in, we're going to get those documents. We're going to haul them before Congress. We're going to have the FBI investigate. We're going to have Pentagon security. Oh, sorry, the head of that's running it. And we are going to court-martial the officers involved, and we're going to indict the civilian conspirators for treason. Can you imagine the national news with Trump talking about Menina caught up in a child sex sting 3 years ago? Who is this FBI, CIA, Pentagon manager? Who was he meeting with? Who was in these Pentagon meetings that CNN bragged about at the same time? Well, we know who. I'll guarantee it because he's here talking about it. Nicholas Terza, Department of Defense branch chief. And when you go look at what he heads up, I was like, well, why is no one reporting on what branch it is? So I go look, and isn't it interesting? He's a big manager over security, Department of Defense wide. So were there 20 people in the bubble, the most secure area where they have war plans? Was it 100? What were their names? And then the Secretary of Defense calls them all into a boardroom, one by one, just like Elon Musk does at companies. And he says, well, we have these documents and these reports, and we know what's going on. Were you part of this? Would you like to tell us more? What was said in little breakaway groups? That's where the real criminal stuff gets planned. And maybe you're not part of this. Maybe you want to tell us. And after you go through this 10-15% of people that were there, you're going to get them to start talking like canaries. They're going to sing. And say, yeah, I was scared about this, so I recorded the meeting. Oh, you got a recording. Thanks for that information. Well, you're not going to be going to prison now when we find out this is accurate. Your friends are, though. And just like that, you're going to learn down the civilian chain, John Brennan, Obama, Hillary Clinton, probably Lindsey Graham, all the other blackmailed people, and then you destroy them all in the news politically, and then you court-martial and indict them, and the whole thing's over, and the whole thing's defeated, and all their little cowardly minions cut and run. Others are going to come creeping up and saying, I know about a big nest of crime. Can I be given amnesty? Oh, of course. In fact, you go infiltrate them more and get us more, we can pay you. How about money? That's how this is all done, folks. I know most of you know that, but Trump must strike now. No hesitation. Now, the reason other people don't talk like this on air, other than General Flynn, is because they're scared. Because when you say what needs to be said about what needs to be done
to millions of people, the coup plotters know this is the silver bullet. They know this is their Waterloo. They know it's over for them. And that's why when Trump first got in, he maybe had 30, 40% good people, didn't know what he was quite doing. He admitted that. But they were scared to tell him about the bad people because they were scared. And those that weren't scared, they got indicted, they got put in prison, or they tried to do it. You know, we all experienced it. General Flynn, everybody else. Myself outside the government. We can do a lot more, like Flynn's doing today. And so, yeah, I'm risking my life doing this right now, but it's easy. Because we're going to lose everything, including all our children's futures, and probably die in a nuclear war with these lunatics that release COVID on us and the poison shots. It's just got to be done. Smash the deep state coup plotters. Release all the information, haul them in, get the whistleblowers. Put it all out. The president has that power to declassify whatever he wants, when he wants. Destroy them. And Kash Patel, Trump said do it. They released the Crossfire Hurricane. Devastating. Now we need the indictments for treason. But on the military side, it's easier. It's military uniform law. And when you're saying, I'm going to secretly resist my commander-in-chief, and I'm going to leak information criminally, and we're going to block him, and we're going to plot what we're going to do if he does something illegal, that's the cover for the physical coup. Totally illegal, but that's their little justification. Like he's Hitler, and it's Operation Valkyrie. And it's open and shut military prison. Leavenworth. And then when the minions of the system see their bosses in orange jumpsuits, it will be like the sun rising to vampires. Game over. So, and these are all horribly unsavory people. They're all of them are involved in corruption. All of them are involved in horrible behaviors because they don't select people to join the satanic New World Order crime syndicate unless you're really, really, really nasty. What, you think it's just MS-13 and TDA that make people kill little kids to be in the gang? They want total dirt on you, and they want to know you have no soul, and they want to know you like it. They don't even trust you if you don't like killing kids. It's not just you're willing to kill kids, you got to like it. And if you like it, well, you're in the club. And it's this sick cult that's doing all the open, evil, outrageous crap that you see. The poison in your food, brainwashing your kids secretly into their pedo cult, their trans cult, all of it. The open borders, the human trafficking, the rape slavery, the World War III. The poison shots. And I get it. A lot of people that have worked in the government, the system, and the court, get up close to the top and they see it, and they'll retire, they'll run away, or they'll kind of just act like they don't see it to try to make money off of it. But then a large portion of people are just scared. And so they decide to not face what they're looking at. But there's going to come a time for anybody that still has any soul left, we are going to have to really choose which side you're on. And that's why good is starting to win, is because the evil got so out in the open, so destructive, and was selling the idea of survivable nuclear war and selling the idea of global collapse and killing 90% of people, and the globalist managers openly, publicly saying they could manage that and control that. And then anybody that could done real managerial or understanding of society or geopolitics or culture or history would go, you think you're going to manage turning the food off incrementally and the energy and starving people to death over the next 10 years? And you think you're going to manage that while you live in palaces and fly around on luxury jumbo jets? And you think your kids and your family and you are going to be safe in this hell you're creating? That is the dumbest plan ever. And so a lot of powerful people that were just going along with the system, doing their projects that were overall moral, but had to have the approval of the globalists to even run their industries and services, realized there was no more room to coexist with Satan. Because there's never room to coexist. You're being put into a trap. And it got so bad that a lot of people from the grassroots up went, whoa. I mean, Elon Musk, one of the most powerful people in the world, even at the time, one of the richest, during COVID, his 9-10-year-old son with the baby mama wants to go to this elite school. He doesn't know. He says, sure. He had no idea. They put him in a cult, brainwash him, tell him he's a girl, tell him hate your dad, never talk to him again on purpose. Then that was a head they were getting. It was a mounting it on the wall. It was a cult victory. And Musk came and said, hey, stop. This is wrong. Let me see my son. And they just laughed at him. And then he looked around and saw his brother and his crew getting really sick and dying from the shots. And then he looked around and he said, it's really this evil? It's really this bad? He was always for more people. He was always for prosperity. He was always pro-human. But he didn't, he thought Alex Jones was extreme. He thought it was, a little exaggerated. And then he found out, no. And these people are so evil and so arrogant, they thought they could take his child as a prize and that somehow he would bow to them as a hostage. And instead he said, my son is dead and you're going to be destroyed. That's right. You don't negotiate with terrorists. Because the minute they know you've got fear, which you don't, the minute they think there's some lever they can pull to get at you, they will go for the lever. But what they hate is when they realize there is no lever except their destruction. There's only one lever getting pushed here, and that's the one to pull the trap door out from under their feet so they drop and that rope around their neck snaps their brainstem from the spinal cord. That's the only Pulitzer Prize I'm looking for. That's my brass ring. That's what I find at the end of the rainbow. That's my pot of gold. That's what I'm looking for. Not even because I detest and hate these people, and I do, but because they're on our children, mauling them like a pit bull chewing a toddler up to death right in front of you, and all you know you're going to do is you're going to get its mouth off of its neck. This system is so arrogant that it killed over 30 million people growing with the shots, that it would purposely target powerful people's children because they represent the cult, and the cult thinks it's more powerful than even Elon Musk. So Elon says, I'm going to go join the resistance of other people that this has happened to. And no, we're going to beat you. That's the spirit. That's what Trump's doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what Tucker Carlson's doing. That's what you're doing. That's why through our courage, which is contagious, Joe Rogan has joined us and everybody else. Now we have to have the courage to finish the job, to deal the blow, finish them. And there are people scared
Oh, we can't court-martial three-star generals. Oh, we can't court-martial high-level officers. Oh, we can't indict FBI agents for treason. Oh, but you can shoot the populist president and try to kill him at his golf course and in Pennsylvania? Oh, you can kidnap our kids and chop them up? Oh, you can human traffic a million kids over the border that disappeared? Oh, you can start World War III? See, the consequences of letting them continue on are a trillion times a trillion infinity worse than whatever the consequences are for the men that have got to do what must be done. I have no fear of what they can do to me or my family because they're all destroyed anyways if this thing wins. I only have fear of failure. And if you realize the power you had, and if you simply stepped into that office that God has created for you, that agency of God's will, to go do God's will, to fight evil, to expose evil, you will be as bold as a lion. I have no fear. It's a distant memory. I've not had fear in 30 years. All I have is determination and anger at the idea of failure. I don't fear failure. I am angry at failure. I am enraged that I'm not strong enough, that my oratory skill and my mind cannot transmit the total truth to you so that you would know you have no choice but to fight these people. If you saw your supposed choice, you would know there was no choice at all. But people, out of fear and laziness, think, what do you do? Well, it's all of us doing little things together, isn't it? I'll go to break. I'll come back with a deep dive on the ongoing coup, and I'll try to do a recap that's quick for everybody. We can get out on X because everybody can't sit around for an hour. And, you know, you can sit around for 3 hours, watch a football game or baseball game, but, you know, I mean, come on, man. You know, we got stuff to do. I mean, you know, there's a game on tonight. Yeah, well. You know we're all being slowly killed right now, right? I mean, you like how the enemy creeps up on you? You like how they use their stealth operations on you? Because you're under assault. Again, I know so many people that are good people, nice, hardworking folks, and if they saw, you know, a guy walk by their house with their dog and watch the dog take a dump in their yard, you know, the guy sends the leash out, lets the dog out 20 feet in your yard, takes a big dump in your yard, the guy starts walking off. Most people would say, hey, man, pick up. Hey, bro. Hey, dude, what? Uncool. Pick up your dog crap. And the guy goes, watch your mouth. Kick your ass. Now, people that are smarter and older would say, oh, hey, okay, man, God bless you. But even I at 51, I'd say, I'm learning to control myself. I'd say, what'd you say to me? But see, I don't take those fights because they don't matter. But when it comes to satanic child kidnapping rape gangs, when it comes to nuclear war, when it comes to military coups against our country, when it comes to all of that, you bet I'm ready to fight. And that's what this is. So I need people to get your heads screwed on straight. Who cares about your baseball game? Who cares about your football game? Yeah, if we were in happier, better times and not in this crisis, that's fine. I'm not judging you. I'm saying, this isn't the priority. This is everything. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and read through it all and play the clips. It's just literally no one but General Flynn that I see. I mean, we need to prosecute the Pentagon plotters. It's open and shut. Do it. What do you think the Pentagon does? It overthrows governments and kills people when it's in America's interest. And moral, supposedly.
When it's pointed at the American people and our elected president, it is treason, and it is the number one threat to us turning the country and the world around. My God. But they normalize all the coups and all the attempts. It's just disgusting. Whereas populace, whereas the people, whereas the elected government, whereas the legitimate people, we just accept that they do this to us and to our children and to our bodies and to our minds. Well, I'm done accepting it. And I'm not here, and my family's not here, and you're not here to be shit all over by these demons. All right, we're going to break. Please share the live feed. Critical information coming up from Alex Jones. I'd say share it from Infowars.com/show. We can be shut down as early as next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We've survived a lot of stuff, but this is court, final judgment stuff. They've so discredited themselves, it's hilarious, but it is what it is. But the great news is they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. That's our sponsor. They don't own the Alex Jones Network because I don't own it. They can't get it. And all the other stuff that's been built that you don't even know about. And what's funding it is that URL right there and you going to it, the AlexJonesStore.com. And everybody should become a VIP when you get the ultramethylene blue that I got on my hands because I took some of it earlier. It's hard to wash off. And the ultimate CMOS gummies that are back in stock and the incredible Shilajit and the ultimate turmeric, meaning it's the strongest, best out there. It's all so good for your body, so good for your health, so good for your eyesight, just everything. You know, there's all the bad stuff they put in the food to dumb you down. This is all the super concentrated good stuff, and it funds the InfoWar, the number one operation recognized by the bad guys as devastating them. So I need your support. They're incredible products. I know the majority of you listen, you share the clips, pray for the show. I appreciate it. Why do you not become the 300, you know, in archetype? And be the ones that actually finance what we're doing in our defense. Because once they get InfoWars and all this, they're going to keep coming after us. That's fine. We understand that. They want to wear us out. No, we got to get stronger. You got to get stronger. We're beginning to win, but now you've got to press the attack. And that's in the InfoWar. That's funding your champions that have a proven track record of victory over evil because God's working through us and working through you. So take action now with the ultramethylene blue and more. You will not be disappointed. At thealexjonesstore.com and become a VIP to get $40 to spend in the store each month. We'll be right back. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now, the very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this, because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and you know this other company I use is great because your green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we've been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other
incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go, go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were, and I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom! And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning, and you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and, like, sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, and they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They have declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant. All right. Trump just made more massive statements on Ukraine from the cabinet office at the White House. That's coming up. A lot of stations, as you know, don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm going to get into the actual details and facts of the ongoing deep state Pentagon coup plot against Trump, the new undercover video that was gotten by James O'Keefe, a high-level Pentagon official. These meetings have already confirmed have been going on for months before Trump got in. They're still ongoing, and I'm going to just, I have all this other important news and the economy and war and border and tariffs and just insane stuff, but if they don't do something about open, illegal as hell crap, Pentagon resistance to Trump with the generals, the bare minimum is they need to be fired. And a lot of them have been fired. I know it's some of the ones involved, but the bad guys are arrogant. They have not faced consequences. Consequences, 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 consequences. We have them. We need to crush them now. Every day we wait is insane.
We need to embrace justice. They're afraid they'll call Trump a tyrant. No, this is responding to the tyrants. Do the right thing. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. Crush them. Crush them. Crush them.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, Maxine Bernier joining us, one of the leading real patriots up in Canada. Next hour, with huge developments there in the fight against the globalists, the election coming up early next week. So they put in Carney and act like he's really the prime minister when he's literally the Bank of England head, total globalist par excellence. That's coming up. Trump made huge statements on the Ukraine war and peace deals that I'll be getting to coming up here in about 15 minutes. But I spent almost the whole first hour of your station, just carries the second and third and fourth hour, a lot of them do, on something so massive. And that is the fact that we know there's been an ongoing resistance coup plan to overthrow Trump since he was president-elect and since he's been president. We have a new huge undercover video that James O'Keefe got with a high-level Pentagon official openly admitting it. We have the civilian liaison that got fired in early January of this year, getting caught by former Veritas crew, O'Keefe Media Group. And back when that happened, it was in the New York Times and CNN. Oh, yeah, there is the Pentagon generals deciding what to do if Trump tries to be a dictator. Meaning going after their criminal activity, they're going to call that a dictatorship. They're going to foment civil unrest and call him a dictator, and they want the Pentagon to drive him from power. And they made movies about it that came out last year, pre-programming people like Civil War. And the top Democrats say that's their plan. And I've beat it and beat it and beat it because it's not a dead horse. It's the key. So again, at the time this came out, and about a week before Trump got inaugurated, they fired the guy, Jamie Menina, the FBI, Pentagon, CIA liaison to the Democrats and Hillary's former chief staffer and writer for all these globalist publications. We'll show you in a moment. And then the corporate media acts like it's a totalitarian action to purge the bad guys at the top out. No, it's what you've got to do with the deep state that's committed all these crimes, or they will try to kill Trump and they will leak our military operations to sabotage them. And they will engage in more dirty tricks against Trump and his administration and his key supporters like you and I. So, shock video, the full thing's on InfoWars.com. It's also posted on X at Real Alex Jones. Department of Defense branch chief vows to resist illegitimate President Trump. Let's quote. And calls Hegseth insanely young. So, the president who's elected is illegitimate. So when you have the branch chief over Pentagon security, that's right where you put your deep staters, all those key positions, the internal security forces, that's, you always read about the military's doing coups, and it's almost always the internal security forces of the military, because they're the ones that really control the military at a certain level, certain extent. And when this first came out, and they were on the news promoting it like it was normal, trying to normalize it to the public in December and January of last year and this year, I just kept saying over and over again, why aren't we hearing about the generals that were in the meetings and the former generals? Why aren't we hearing about what they did in the most secret area, the bubble, the skiff, where they do the war plans against the American people and against our elected president and against our republic? That's the tyrants. And we never heard about it again. Well, now O'Keefe, his people get this new video. Will anything be done about this? If not, Trump is whistling past the graveyard, and so are we as a country and a world. Department of Defense Branch Chief Nicholas Terza called President Trump illegitimate and vowed to, quote, resist him while being filmed undercover in a now viral expose by journalist James O'Keefe, hero James O'Keefe. Terza, who was recorded calling his boss, Secretary of Defense Hegseth, unfit to lead due to being insanely young. So Trump's illegitimate, who he puts in is illegitimate. This guy's the boss, kind of like the judiciary that's involved in its own insurrection right now and its own tyranny, its own attempted blocking of our republic and the people. Draining the deep state, DOD branch chief calls President Trump illegitimate, vows to resist him, everything he does. The same guy who tried to overthrow, he claims, an election. So it's a total leftist thing. Trump's illegitimate. He's a Russian agent. He's got to be dealt with. It's a coup right there. Coup attempt. The timing of the footage is in tandem with Hegseth raising alarm that there are people within the Pentagon who are trying to sabotage the Trump administration. Yeah. And why are they not fired last month? Moreover, the DOD is often directly responsible for Trump's safety, warns O'Keefe. The reason this is concerning, said O'Keefe, the Department of Defense is often directly responsible for the president's safety in an event of travel, events, campaign, rallies, and everything else. And you've got all my warnings of it linked here. It's the militaries that corrupt groups always use for the coup. Now, obviously, the rank and file are great people. It's the leadership. And then the media spins it in the last few days. Hegseth's crazy. There's no deep state. Even though I can pull the clips up from December and January saying, don't worry, the Pentagon's meeting in secret the top generals on how to stop Trump. And all the illegal things he's planning, like deporting people. Remember that? It's not illegal. But the federal courts are trying to say it is. DOD branch chief calls President Trump illegitimate, vows to resist him. And everything he does. Everything he does. I'm going to resist the elected president trying to stop World War III. I'm going to resist him trying to defend the border. I'm going to resist him trying to deport gang members who are illegal aliens. I'm going to resist everything. That's a quote. Branch chief refers to a senior-level position within the specific branch or division responsible for overseeing and managing its operations and personnel. Yeah, he's a security boss for the DOD. Laura Limmer reporting that Hegseth has seen today's video of the branch chief. Department of Defense officials are handling the situation. Let's play the clip, full clips up on Infowars.com. It's a long report. Nicholas Terza, Department of Defense chief, thinks he's picking somebody up for a date, and boy, he's just bragging about everything. Here it is.
The same guy who tried to overthrow an election is just like truly setting us down a path of dictatorship. He's illegitimate, he's terribly immoral, breaking every norm. We're going to resist him, everything he does.
James O'Keefe here in Arlington, Virginia, in front of the Pentagon. The branch chief inside the Pentagon saying on hidden camera he's going to resist against Trump and Hegseth. Now, since President Trump was elected and assigned Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense, the DOD has faced a number of leaks in the past few months from employees inside the Pentagon.
There's some type of deep state forces that want to make sure you don't stay there.
They've come after me from day one, just like they've come after President Trump. I mean, I've gotten a fraction of what President Trump got in that first term.
The Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has been going on media interviews expressing that there are people within the Pentagon who want to resist the president and hurt his policies.
I know exactly why I'm here, to rip out the insidious ideologies and not compromise and not back down, to reestablish standards and accountability.
Nicholas Terza, a branch chief within the DOD, expressed dissatisfaction with his new boss, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, claiming he is too young for the job.
So I'm assuming that your boss isn't Pete Hegseth.
Ultimately, he is my boss.
Okay.
But this is insane. I actually know Pete Hegseth.
You do? Personally?
But this is so crazy. Like, that's not a good reflection on me. That's a bad reflection on Trump. Like, nobody I know should be the Secretary of Defense.
Oh, no.
Like, he's insanely young to be the part, like, and he wasn't that high up in the military. He used to be in the D.C. National Guard.
Oh, did you guys rap together? Or?
Yeah, I mean, in our side hustle in the D.C., in the National Guard.
Oh.
And I met him in my unit. He was just in my unit.
Oh.
And I don't know, I can go on about the next.
Now, Nicholas Terza claims that he knows Hegseth from the D.C. National Guard, but we spoke to a senior official at the Pentagon who said, that's not true, that Hegseth has not ever heard of this man or seen him.
But what do you think the intent is? Is it like they want to hurt America?
I think they don't care who they hurt to enact a change that they see making America in a populist conservative framework more traditional, even if that means being more sexist or racist or chauvinist.
Terza also saying on the hidden camera he did not know he was being recorded, that Trump is an illegitimate president, an immoral dictator, and they plan to resist everything Trump does.
The same guy who tried to overthrow an election is just like truly setting us down a path of dictatorship. He's illegitimate, he's terribly immoral, breaking every norm. We're going to resist him, everything he does.
I'm a very patriotic person, and I've never been less patriotic.
Now, the reason this is concerning, the Department of Defense is often directly responsible for the president's safety in the event of travel, events, campaign rallies, and everything else.
What's your least favorite thing about Trump?
Oh, that he utterly lacks any moral principle. The worst thing about him is his utter lack of moral principle. The second worst thing about him is how stupid he could be.
Should the president's safety be entrusted with people who believe that he is illegitimate and immoral? And here we have a field trip. Let's take a look. People are coming in. Hello, everyone. How you doing? This is James O'Keefe reporting live in front of the Pentagon at the Memorial, Air Force Memorial here in Arlington, Virginia. Stay tuned.
And more has already come out, so we'll get to that. Notice the platitudes. Sexist, racist, immoral, un-American, dumb. And then meanwhile, the people that represent the establishment want to steal trillions, want all these wars, want open borders, want the human trafficking, the torture rape of children. It's not sex trafficking, it's torture rape of children. All the horrible things you see, and because Trump's doing something about that, oh, he's immoral, he's bad, so we just use these words and these names, so now we can engage in treason. And this is what he's saying he thinks showing off to a girl. And we know they've had these meetings with the top brass on how to do this, to resist everything Trump's doing. Everything Hegseth said, they're resisting, they're sabotaging, they're leaking, they're They're hurting military operations. They're doing all of this. Yeah, it's worse than that. But then literally you get the videos, it's word for word what Hegg says. And Hegg says it's what you go get somebody smart with a good record who's young, because all the top generals and all the top people have been selected because they're globalist and are compromised. You've got to recruit from lower down. That's what I told Trump he should do. It's what Flynn told him he should do. You got to go get people who you know who they are, you know their record, and you know they weren't compromised. And that's why they want to get rid of Hegseth. Same reason they want to get rid of Flynn. Of course, he was, quote, older and way more, quote, seasoned. But the bench isn't very deep of older generals and people that will actually be faithful. And Flynn will tell you that, because 99% of them are compromised. We've got to rebuild our military. We've got to bring back Americana into it. And they're so angry that he's gotten rid of DEI. They're so angry he's kicked the transgender cult out. They're so angry he shut down the DEI offices that are Democrat spy bases inside human resources for control and report back to the civilian side who to put pressure on through the command to who to demote or remove. And Trump is putting pressure through all the federal agencies to cut off all federal funding, including transportation funding, if they're sanctuary cities, if they run the transgender cult on the kids, their grooming, their takeover. Yeah, now the transportation secretary has come out. Put that back on screen. Not booty juice. We now have Secretary Duffy warns blue states comply with Trump orders or lose transportation funding. Yeah, no, Trump's doing a great job on the money and cutting off the blood to these people. But he's got to deal with the Pentagon coup plotters. And I bet you everything that this Nicholas Terza, very high level, was in on the meetings that Jamie Manina was liaisoning for in January, that even before this came out, CNN and others were bragging were going on to legitimize it to the public. Oh, don't worry. The Pentagon's formed a coup, and they're ready to stop Trump. If he arrests anybody in the deep state, that's tyranny, and we're going to overthrow him. That's the deep state saying on CNN, we're going to overthrow you if you come after us. It's a threat. It's pure intimidation. Well, do you think bowing to these people's got us somewhere good? No, it got us somewhere bad. Here's Hegseth on bringing back the thousands of service members that were persecuted and kicked out for not taking the poison shots. This is why they want him gone. Here it is.
We're also welcoming back former service members who were wrongly forced to leave the military. More than 8,700 service members were involuntarily separated for not taking an experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Others were more informally pushed out or decided to get out. We are welcoming actively back those warriors of conscience. We've sent letters out. We're seeking them out. We want them back. They never should have been forced to come back quickly. Personnel and Readiness Department is working in real time to make that process more and more efficient, more and more direct every single day.
They wanted to destroy our military. That's what the purge was all about. And bring in the robots. But they purge every other agency, every other group. It's about, because they don't make the leftists take the shots. Remember, Congress was exempt from it. Most of the federal agency heads were exempt. No, it was all about who they wanted to order to take it. Knowing that populists and conservatives knew it was dangerous, knew it was deadly, and would say no. Then they get their purge. So, tying in what just happened with Nicholas Terza, the Pentagon branch chief, with the head Pentagon liaison to the civilian side, FBI agent, CIA operative, special assistant to Hillary Clinton, senior advisor, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Department of Defense, Jamie Manina, who a few years before this year, got caught in an underage sex sting. Well, look at where he is today in a moment. He got fired in January, even before Trump got in, because he talked. If we've already busted two of these senior people, can you imagine how many there are? Hundreds were in that skiff, in my view, probably. It's a huge operation. And they were all involved in illegal open and shut, treason. We're going to resist Trump and everything he does. We're going to sabotage him. He's illegitimate. We're going to leak information. Illegal, 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 illegal as hell. Here is a clip of the attempted deep state coup against incoming Trump administration. See the full videos, my breakdowns at InfoWars.com. Be sure and save these videos before InfoWars gets taken down, potentially as early as next week. The attempted deep state coup, here it is.
And I work at this top consulting firm, and my client is the Pentagon. So I'm embedded in the Pentagon. I work in the joint staff, which is the top military command. Once you lost, I went into the intelligence community, and I became an FBI special agent. So I became a spy hunter. So I was a counterintelligence agent, special agent at the FBI.
What's your, like, overall assessment of Trump?
He's a sociopathic narcissist who is only interested in advancing his name, his wealth, and his fame.
Is there anything you can do to, like, protect American people from stuff that he might try to do?
I'm in conversation with a couple of retired generals to try to explore what we can do.
Who were the retired generals that you were going to talk to?
They're like 1, 2, or 3 star generals and admirals. You probably know maybe 4 stars. So I also have a big day tomorrow. Probably the biggest day of all. So we have this huge, huge meeting with military leaders in a very secure room called the tank.
Ooh.
So we have a tank meeting with like all of the top leaders in the United States military tomorrow on my topic that I prepared.
So it went well.
I think it went well. We've got a sensitive information. We're gonna have to keep it between us. I specialize in artificial intelligence and emerging technologies like quantum, cybersecurity.
Yeah. What's quantum? I haven't heard of
it. Quantum is incredibly fast supercomputing that doesn't yet exist but will soon exist. And when it does, it will change everything.
Hegseth.
Hegseth.
Hegseth. Who's that?
Secretary of Defense. He's cheated on all his wives, all his girlfriends. He's had some sexual assault allegations. He's an alcoholic. There's a lot of observations of him drinking.
You're not a spy. You're not trying to, like, collect information from me.
I wish I was. That'd be cool.
Well, with me, literally with a former FBI agent, so you're gonna be safe.
Of course, O'Keefe chases him down after that. And then, of course, there's the sex sting operation years before. So let's look at Jamie Manina. You can read about him on his own website. He's very proud of himself since he got fired at the Pentagon. Here he is years ago writing articles for The Hill. Trump's actions are an assault on the Constitution. James Comey's wonderful. Trump is doing harm to America's economic security. 2017. What's he doing now? Christian support for immigrants by Jamie Manina. Oh, at jamiemanina.com. Oh, it's all about be Christian. Open your borders up. Mm-hmm. Classic CIA BS. Understanding international security, challenges and solutions. So that's what he's up to right now. He calls himself illustrious. Yeah, illustrious in the treason department. All right, I spent an hour and a half on the ongoing coup. They must be indicted. They must be court-martialed. We're going to come back with Trump's huge announcements just about an hour ago on the Russia-Ukraine war, the economy, and so much more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. The 8th coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 8th in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back, myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last 7, the last few years we put out, You look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser. Keeps on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep. And a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about Atomic Defense. Now, this is one of our amazing products that has kind of flown under the radar since we launched it just a few months ago. Now, I can't make any health claims about any of our products because I'm not a medical doctor. That being said, if I were a medical doctor, I would certainly recommend this product to help fight for your immune system and fight against any oncoming sickness. Now, I can say from a personal anecdotal story or experience that I was starting to get sick earlier this week, started taking this, two capsules a day, and I was able to stave off having a cold and having to take any time off of work. But not only are you getting amazing benefits when you get Atomic Defense, things like echinacea, sea moss, cumin powder, bioperin, honey powder. It's got oregano, cinnamon, turmeric, and garlic extract in it, but you're fighting for humanity. You're keeping InfoWars on the air. You're fighting for Alex Jones, and you're fighting for this crew. So please, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get Atomic Defense. If you subscribe for one bottle a month, you get 50% off. It's an absolutely amazing deal, and you're going to experience the benefits to your health. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get Atomic Defense.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are an hour and 33 minutes into this global transmission. Maxime Bernier, the real anti-globalist populist candidate out of Canada, will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Talk about Canada, the globalist, and also what he sees domestically happening here. But overnight, a very large strike on different government facilities, reportedly killing eight, happened in Kiev. Putin has been limiting strikes in the last 3 years on Kiev, but is obviously now intensifying pressure. And that was in response, I guess, to Trump yesterday, saying, stop it. He also attacked the dictator Zelensky, and he is a dictator, martial law, canceled the elections years ago now, and said, you're asking for Crimea back. That was taken even before this war. And basically, he's always been part of Russia. So you're insane. Stop it. You keep saying you'll do a peace deal, but you never do. And now Trump's come out and said he's not happy with deadly Russian strikes on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Russia pummels Kyiv, prompting rare rebuke from Trump. Vladimir V. Putin to stop. If you persist, Trump says there's going to be sanctions and a bunch of other stuff. You separately have Trump and the Vice President, J.D. Vance, saying, we're just going to walk away from this if this continues. Well, we should. We should never have been involved in it. And funding, you know, 80%+ of it. Here's Trump's full statement. I'm not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary and very bad timing. Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done. And then the very left that says Trump's doing a terrible job not committing us to total nuclear war with Russia and going bankrupt, to say the least, are mad about Trump's tariffs on China when it's admitted that China is the main backer of munitions and weapons to Russia. So Trump is applying massive pressure, trying to end this insane war. Here's a couple of clips back-to-back from about an hour and a half ago. They're in the cabinet room with Trump on Russia and Ukraine. Here they are.
And on Russia, do you still believe that Putin is serious about peace, given the events overnight in Ukraine? And if that bombing doesn't end, are you considering new sanctions on Russia?
So we are thinking that very strongly that they both want peace, but they have to get to the table. We're waiting a long time. They have to get them to the table, and I think we're going to get peace. We want to save 5,000 young people. I used to say 2,500, and now I say 5,000. We have, Mr. Prime Minister, we have about 5,000 young people a week that are dying in that ridiculous war. And, you know, I started out because I didn't like all the money that we were paying, and then I realized how many people were dying. And that's by far the more important element right now. I'm saying we can save thousands of people. And I don't like that it takes long at all. But I think they both want to make peace. I do believe so. There's a lot of hatred there. There's a lot of very bad blood, a lot of distrust. But I think I hope we're going to get there for the sake of a lot of young people that are dying.
Mr. President, do you have a deadline for when the party...
I have my own deadline. I have my own deadline, and we want it to be fast, and the Prime Minister is helping us. He wants it to be fast, too. And I think everybody in this, you know, at this time in NATO, they want to see this thing happen. So we have a deadline, and after that, we're going to have a very much different attitude. But I think it has a very good chance of getting done.
I salute President Trump for having been taking very important initiatives to get this conflict towards an end, which both parties deserve. We need to have a ceasefire, save lives, move towards something which is more secure for Europe, for the people concerned. And that, on that we work together. I look forward to, you know, going into some details because we are at the critical moment. On that price, you know, that is a committee taking care of that, which is completely working on its own terms, and I cannot comment on that.
That's the Norwegian Prime Minister. So things have already escalated out of control. Russia has won. NATO has been in a proxy war. So has the U.S. Again, a month ago, the New York Times. Why? From the beginning, the U.S. has run the war. Incredible revelation. And paid for it. And Russia's not going to lose, and they're backed by China, and it's on their doorstep, and the West started it. And it needs to stop. But a big contingent of the unelected EU Commission and the rest of them, they want total war. They've said that. And they've got conscription and the draft going in, even for women in a bunch of countries. All the other countries, Germany, France, are preparing for drafts for women. This is insanely stupid. And you look at the people warmongering. Keir Starmer has the military understanding of a box of rocks. Macron, all of them, they're jokes. And Henry Kissinger, not a nice guy, but geopolitically knows what he's doing. Years ago, before he died, said, this needs to stop. This doesn't end well. It's going to bankrupt Europe. Russia's not going to give up. This needs to stop. And that's where we are. So when Henry Kissinger tells you this is a bad idea, you might want to understand it's a bad idea. And now we see the aftermath. Russia has won. They don't want to take the rest of Ukraine because that'll make them the bad guy. And that'll give NATO an excuse to go to full war. Putin said before he invaded, if I invade, I'm going to take this area as a security zone to secure the corridor all the way down into Crimea. And we're going to destroy the NATO proxy army that's there, no matter what the cost. We're going to denazify the country. That means the Azov battalions. And that's what they've done. And now they're conscripting women and children in Ukraine. Here's a couple of clips of Trump yesterday where he keeps hammering the point, we need to stop the dying. And look, the money is secondary. And the 5,000 dead a week is quite frankly secondary, though I'm sad for them. It's that this leads to full war and nuclear war. That's what's important. So, number one, it can get us all killed and end all life on the surface of the earth. Number two, it's killing 5,000 people a week. Number three, it's bankrupting taxpayers. And number four, the globalists need it to prop themselves up, and this will fully discredit the globalist system even further. And yeah, they're now conscripting the women. They're now dying. And the Democrats think that's great. That's liberal. Sheer megalomania. Here's Trump yesterday.
If I may, this deal that you have with Russia, does it include recognizing Russia's sovereignty over Crimea?
Well, everything is good. Look, I just want to see the war end. I don't care. As long, if they're both happy, they both sign an agreement. I have no favorites. I don't want to have any favorites. I want to have a deal done. I want to save their lives. Now, with that being said, we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars through Biden. Biden should have never let that war happen. We're spending hundreds of billions, maybe $350 billion we've given to Ukraine. And we could use that money right here. So I'd like to see that. But most importantly right now is when I see the pictures, the satellite pictures of the battlefield, if I can stop that because of an ability I have to do things, I want to see if I can do that.
Ukraine. Are you going to be meeting with President Zelensky? He's asked to meet with you this weekend. Will you be meeting with him this weekend?
I don't know that he's going to the funeral or not, but I just hope he gets this thing solved because we're losing about, think of this, 5,000. I would say 2,500, and everyone was telling me that's low. 5,000 soldiers are being killed every week, approximately. Think of that. Every week, 5,000 soldiers. But let's say from 3,000 to 5,000 are being killed. They're Russian and Ukrainian. They're not Americans, but they're Russian, but they're people. And they're humans. They're human beings. They have families. They wave goodbye to their son, and then they get a call that the son's no longer there. It's a vicious war. And if I can help solve it, you know, we're not losing our soldiers, but we're losing soldiers, a lot of people.
Here's the headlines. This is how the media spins it. London Telegraph. Trump to let Putin keep land seized from Ukraine. Well, I mean, the Russians aren't leaving it. And they go, oh, he's going to let them have Crimea. Putin took that during Obama, 2014, 11 years ago. Russia wields nuclear threat as it attacks Ukraine, and Trump says Zelensky is inflammatory. The Kremlin top security official said his country reserves the right to use nuclear weapons if it faces aggression from Western countries. As overnight Russian missiles and drone strikes in Ukraine capital Kiev killed at least 8 people and injured more than 70. Russian officials routinely make saber-rattling remarks about Moscow's nuclear posture, and it goes on from there. The full remarks were, if we see a large aerospace attack, either by missiles, aircraft, or both, because Ukraine-NATO proxy keeps shooting missiles every hour, sometimes hundreds an hour, into Russia. And they say, if we see a big, giant mass of missiles coming in, we have to expect that those are nuclear-tipped as a sneak attack, because that's what the Storm Shadows and ATACMS do. That's their real function. They're just putting conventional munitions on them right now. If they do that, we're going to have to strike. You don't think the United States, if we were bordered with Russia and saw thousands of missiles coming across, low-level missiles, wouldn't go, it's a sneak attack? I mean, this is insane. Thank God that the Russians continue to warn people and say, hey, you're really playing with fire here. And Trump needs to talk more about nuclear war. Again, he talks about the 5,000 a week and the billions and billions, hundreds of billions we've spent. That is child's play. That is small potatoes compared to nuclear war. And then look at this. Revealed how China is fueling Putin's war. So the left that loved communist China for so long, they're bad funding the Russians, which they are, and giving them the weapons, but you could say that. But they're an alliance, so what do you expect? But Trump's the one crushing them with the trade war. Meanwhile, Trump's job rating drops. Key policies draw majority disapproval as he nears 100 days. That's Pew Research. They've always been putting those numbers out. No, he's more popular than ever in the larger index of polls. But they're trying to create that illusion that that is what is happening. All right, I want to now, ahead of our big guest joining us here in about 15 minutes, I want to get into the economy and what's really happening with the tariffs and the spin we're seeing. And then I want to look at what Trump's doing using federal fund threats of cutting funds off on sanctuary cities, on the transgender pedo cult, so much more, because that's really important. That's good things that are happening as well. So we've got a lot on that front that I want to hit ahead of our guest joining us. Then I want to get more into the model of tyranny in the UK and the EU that they want to bring here, and just some of the incredibly outrageous things that are going on there. Everything you see there is just a few years ahead of us, because it's the same people running the same system. Like the admission of, oh, we are chemtrailing you to control the weather and poison your ass. They don't admit that part. And now, you know, we're going to expand it. That's been announced 2 days ago in the UK. Sure enough, now the EU is announcing it. So that means in about 2-3 years, or if they can get rid of Trump, we'll be hearing about how it's operational here. And so it's been operational. They're going to announce it. Where is the Trump admin on geoengineering? Kennedy says they're going to get ready to look at it. He's got a lot done so far on poisons and the food and the all of it, but that's really a big deal. So we're going to be looking at that. But let me just give you a quick update first on InfoWars and its future. I know that everybody's gotten a little lackadaisical, including me and the crew. And I don't mean we're laying around and we're bad. We have been through 7 years of lawfare and attacks and dirty tricks of every type, and groups coming in with armed security being ordered to close the doors by the Justice Department through the bankruptcy with no court order. I said no, didn't leave. People couldn't believe they did it. Then it was admitted in the news in court it happened. Just insane. I know, it's hard to believe. And then they had a fake auction, the Bloomberg-financed Onion, satirical communist publication. That all got shot down because it was illegal. I told you that would happen. But now they've got a final judgment out of Connecticut with their show trial. And it's 20 days after that judgment that they're able to bring it to Texas. And they already have a turnover order with Guerra Gamble that ran the show trial. And under Texas law, it wasn't even supposed to go to her to decide that. It's supposed to get rotates and It's randomly picked. Yeah, right. Out of hundreds of judges, she gets picked again. She's already said grab everything. So, but anytime, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I expect them to come quickly. They are going to try to come in here. And when they come with a court order with the sheriffs, I'm going to, hey, how you doing? They're going to, you know, either grab all the equipment or they can just put a sticker on the door and say, get out. It varies how they do it. And I'm not going to resist them. I'll be friendly. They're just doing their job, delivering something. It's not their fault. It's a corrupt, you know, system and judge and all that. So if anything else, hey, we got some coffee, you know, in here fresh. And then we basically already gotten our stuff out. Even my sports jackets and stuff, I just keep at home now instead of here. Got a few more things to get out. Mementos on the walls, deer I shot 30 years ago. I mean, there's a few things mounted on the wall. A few things we got to get out. And so, and then we did learn, because they like to brag, out of Houston, who the receiver is. His first name's Kel. And what they're planning. And they say as soon as it's in their hands, they're going to the sheriff's department coming here. So everybody's seen us survive so long. Now, it's still an appeal in Texas, and the Supreme Court will shoot it down. They did totally illegal stuff here. They did it in Connecticut, too, but Texas is going to 100%. There's no way. It was so outrageous. Then when they seize this, they're going to have major liability under the law in Texas. When you seize something, you can seize it with an out-of-state order. But then in this, but they're combining the Texas and Connecticut cases together. So when they do that, it's going to open them up to a lot of serious problems. They don't care. This is the Democrat Party. It was all financed by the Justice Department. We exposed all that in the last few weeks, showed the documents, all of it. Just insane. But it just is emblematic of how the deep state doesn't care they're being exposed. They don't care they're getting in trouble. They just follow their orders. They just keep attacking. So Judge Lopez didn't let them do the illegal stuff they did, didn't let them close this without a court order, didn't let their fake auction, they didn't even tell them about, he didn't certify it. But he said months ago, he said, I wash my hands, take it to the state. And then you had this final judgment thing in Connecticut, which we can appeal to the Supreme Court, but that'll take time. And it, under the law, they don't have to wait for that. And it's like one out of 1,000 that'll even happen. So I fought, I've done my job, never left the field, never gave up, 100%. I feel great. It's gonna, I mean, after all the shenanigans and all the crazy stuff they did, the civil and criminal stuff that opens up, it's already opened up. It's just outrageous. You know, just like they thought the mugshot of Trump, remember all the news, oh, this will destroy him. It's over for him as soon as this hits. And then he went up 10 points in the polls. So we are the rebels. We are the black sheep. I mean, we're way beyond Jesse James. And which, if you really study Jesse James, bad guy overall. But he was seen as a man of the people, so people loved him and protected him. I mean, I'm fighting real tyrants and totally hated by the bad guys and the public. I get nothing but love everywhere I go all over the country now. And so the fact they're going to do this, they think it's some victory. And they've said that it still looked like the Onion. And then they're going to use our font, my name, they claim. They claim they own my likeness, which under law they don't. And they're going to misrepresent me and do a bunch of weird stuff. And, of course, that totally opens them up. So I'm just going to, you know, keep fighting at that level with the Texas appeal, all of it. And then we've got the Alex Jones Network that I don't own. We've got the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. So they're going to not be able to shut that down and take the funding for the network or the new folks we're working with that'll be the employer, the crew, and all that. And they're going to harass me and put a receiver over me, and there's really nothing to get of my non-exempt assets. My car, my house, can't get that. And I live pretty frugally. I never really don't care about money. To me, money is a tool to fight tyrants with. I mean, I do like a nice steak, stuff like that. But I'm happier than I've ever been. I'm strong. I'm aligned with God. I'm just right where I want to be. I'm surprised they haven't put me in prison. They sure tried. I'm surprised they haven't killed me. So, I mean, every day I'm above ground is just a complete blessing. I mean, I chose this mission and I've known what I've been involved in for 31 years and I sleep really good at night and I know my ancestors are proud of me and I know my progeny is already proud of me and their progeny will be proud. And I am just so blessed and honored to have the worst people on earth after me. So I just ask viewers and listeners at this critical time to understand that we are limited in what we can do in fighting them, and we have them. But it's just barely enough to do what we need to do. If you really support us at thealexjonesstore.com, and if you get products that are already amazing, I mean, we get the best, highest certified, known super nutrient supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, all of it, at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of fun Patriot novelty items like the Straight Frog, Save the Frog. It's all there. Limited edition coins, knives, all of it. You're really standing up for yourself when you do that, but you really want the Shilajit. You really want the ultramethylene blue. You really want the ultimate Irish sea moss. You want the ultimate turmeric. And we say ultimate, we go out and find the top selling, strongest certified, tested brands with the highest ratings. And I got to tell you, in 95% of the cases with products, we reach out to these big companies and they let us private label it. Because obviously in the nutrient supplement industry, most people are fans of ours. They always say, hey, we don't want to get a tax, so, you know, sign a non-disclosure, we don't make this for you. But the point is, we have to do that with the folks out of Florida that have the top medical-grade methylene blue. We call it ultra-methylene blue. It's the best, hands down. You see all the reviews coming in all over the internet. Methylene blue is great. This is the best methylene blue out there. Supercharges your energy, your focus, your clarity. Most people feel amazing, immediate energy, electricity shooting through their fingers many times. Other folks just feel great energy and stamina. It's so good for your whole body. Cleans out your mitochondria. You hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talk about mitochondria issues being the main thing. This just goes in a clean way, cleans it all out, gives you amazing increase in electrochemical output from the mitochondria into the cells. It's a game changer. So if you think medical-grade iodine is great for your mitochondria, and it's essential and it is, this is the next level and goes with it like a horse and carriage. Great pre-workout, great post-workout. My workouts are just spectacular after I've been on this over a month. Started methylene blue for years, and my doctor told me to do it, but I didn't get 10% of the effect on the other so-called USP versions. We don't know they're even really USP. We don't know. This is certified. All I know is it's thicker, it's deeper, it's more powerful. You can put other brands on a piece of paper, and it's dark blue. This is ultra dark blue, black, basically. Other ones are light blue. They're just watered-down crap. This is amazing. Ultra methylene blue. And if you're going to be a supporter, which you should be, everybody should have this product, become a VIP. Cancel any time. But you get sent special offers, special deals in your email, special sales of things only offered to you, always big discounts on top of the already big discounts when you're a VIP member, and you get $40 a month to spend in the store. It's only $30 a month to be a member. So it's just a light commitment because you can cancel any time. We just want to have that relationship with you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank all the VIP members. You really are the tip of the tip of the tip of the spear. Also, if you're worried about Irish sea moss that sold out for 4 months, the gummies and other stuff, just become a subscriber. Ships to you every month. You get a bigger discount on top of it, cancel any time, and then they hold it back for you, whether it's the Ultra Ethylene Blue, the Ultimate Turmeric, the Ultimate Sea Moss Gummies, the Shilajit, all of it, by being a subscriber. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for backing this revolution. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take 3 droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the
during InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Maxime Bernier is joining us coming up in 6 minutes. We have a lot of big federal court developments fighting Trump on transgenderism, DEI, and more. That's all coming up, too. Big breaking news as we speak. But Trump just started speaking from the Oval Office with the Prime Minister of Norway. Is it Denmark? It's Norway. Here it is.
We have Jonas Gahr Støre here, who is the, as you know, the Prime Minister of Norway. He's a great gentleman, highly respected, beloved in his country. And we've had talks on the war with Ukraine, Russia, and trade. We're doing very well, I think, on both. We've had some pretty good movement in every respect. The war is very important that it ends with, I used to say, 2,500 people a week dying, young people, mostly soldiers from Russia and Ukraine. And we want to end that war. We want to end it quickly. And I think we've made a lot of progress. And we'll see what happens. This next few days is going to be very important. Meetings are taking place right now. Additionally, we talked about trade, and we get along very well on trade. We'll do something, but I think the Prime Minister knows that over the years, the United States has been very good to a lot of people, and it's time for us to benefit also. So we're going to have a good relationship on trade, and we discussed other things also. Mr. Prime Minister, it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. This is this year is 200 years since the first immigration from Norway to the U.S. We come here early in your term. Appreciate that you take time. We have highlighted that very close cooperation. We are allies. We look after security in the north, in the Arctic. A lot of confidence between our services. We have discussed in detail the war in Ukraine. I have saluted the president for his initiative to make progress towards something that can be a ceasefire and an end to this terrible conflict. It is a complex picture, but it needs political will and push. And we have exchanged ideas on that. And then I think the President and his team have been open to hear our perspectives. And on trade, we have also emphasized that we can benefit, both of us, by trading. We can be complementary, and we can find good solutions. But first of all, I appreciate, Mr. President, the spirit and the tone of this conversation, which has been confirmation of a very strong partnership.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Any questions?
Yes. Mr. President, have you spoken about the tariff that you want to impose on Norway? Is there a chance that you can lower?
We spoke about trade, and we understand each other very well. I think we'll have no problem.
You think that we'll get an agreement?
I think we'll have no problem whatsoever with Norway.
Mr. President, is it possible to Norway? Did you discuss a possible visit for President Trump?
We didn't, but I love it. I mean, I've been there, and it is a beautiful place.
But I told the President that, you know, he is receiving us early in the term. He's welcome to visit Norway. We would like to have him, and it will be another way of emphasizing this strong friendship.
Mr. President, Norway has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine since 1917. Since the Russian invasion. 2022. Has something been discussed here today that may have altered your views on things?
No, we want to, very simply, I have no allegiance to anybody. I have allegiance to saving lives, and I want to save a lot of lives. A lot of young people, mostly young people, it's the war. it's the soldiers, and if we can do that, also, as you know, I got started because the money that's been spent on this war is insane. It should have never happened, and it would have never happened if I were president. But Biden spent $350 billion on this, and it's a shame. And that's what got me involved. And then I looked at, and I see the results. It's
well, the leading horrible. Populist anti-globalist in Canada, Maxime Bernier, is joining us on the other side of the 60-second break. And I have some other big news I'm going to hit first. We have just seen the judicial tyrants go on their biggest offensive yet. Ultimate fish oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Max Bernier, the leading populist anti-globalist for decades in Canada, former most popular in the main Conservative Party, but blocked from leadership because of the tyranny, has been barnstorming the United States because of basically a news blackout in the tyrannical system now in control of Canada. And believe me, Canada is important not just to us, but the whole world, wherever the globalists are. They get a foothold and use that to project their power against their neighbors. Look at the EU attacking American freedom right now and trying to start World War III. Or they already started World War III. They want World War III nuclear. He'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, today we have seen the greatest launch in just the last hour. It's all coordinated by these Article 3 judges that under the Judiciary Act of 1803 by Thomas Jefferson could all be removed by Congress. Only the Supreme Court's co-equal. They have had a whole slew of rulings come down the last 2 hours that are outrageous. Look at these. Judge blocks parts of Trump's overhaul of U.S. elections, including proof of citizenship requirement. The only states Kamala won don't have voter ID. That's protecting election fraud. Just in, D.C. Judge Colleen Cottley, who is 82 years old, has blocked President Trump's election executive order that requires proof of citizenship mandate for voter registration. And he's told the states, you got to do that or we'll cut federal funds. Incredible. Here's another one. Federal judge orders Trump administration to return another criminal illegal being held in El Salvador, represents MS-13 gangster in her ruling. Unbelievable. Judge temporarily blocks Trump's push to end DEI in K-12 public schools, teaching white kids they're evil. Showdown. President Trump takes transgender military ban to the Supreme Court. And there's more rulings. Unbelievable. We'll get more into that coming up after our guest leaves us in the fourth hour. All right. Max Bernier is our guest, and everybody knows who he is now. I've been following him for years, but he's been doing a great job on all the big podcasts and shows here, getting around the censorship. And there's a big election coming up next week in Canada, so it's very, very important that people understand what's happening. I've also seen the criticisms, Max, that, like you brought up when you were here 3 weeks ago, that, oh, you're going to make the conservatives lose. Well, when you look at what they actually do, it's the same thing, just different rhetoric. So justice be done, may the heavens fall. It's like AFD keeps losing, but winning more and more, and now they're set to win massively in the next election, way ahead, and their policies are being adopted by the other conservative party just to try to survive. That's victory. You're a leader. You're not trying to conform to the globalists, so they'll let you in their party when you are the guy that kept getting voted to be the leader, but they wouldn't let people have it, for those that don't know, over and over again years ago. That's why you left the party. And so you've gone out to reform things as a leader and build a real populist conservative party. I think I've recapped your stance in the real history there, but that's why I'm supporting you over the other so-called conservative. But recap things for us. Give us the latest. Tell us what's happening and just some of the incredible tyranny you already are under in Canada, and what Carney, who's already been installed as if he is the new prime minister, top globalist, former Bank of England head, is saying he's going to do. So, Max, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I'm very pleased to be with you. Yes, the election in Canada will be in 3 days. That will be this Monday. And, you know, right now, I'm campaigning all across the country. I'm in Quebec City right now in my own province. We are doing a great campaign. But like you said, Carney now is the prime minister, is the leader of the Liberal Party of Canada, and actually right now is winning in the polls. I don't know if I must believe these polls, but the problem is, you know, real conservative ideas are, you know, canceled in the mainstream media and also in some podcasts in Canada. So the people are not able to listen to what we have to say. And I'm very pleased with my campaign because we try to do differently by doing a lot of podcasts all across the country with American podcaster, with you, Alex, and with other one in Canada. And at the same time, I was on the road. But what is happening right now? Why the fake conservative cannot win? Because they are conservative in name only, and they are, you know, it's the same platform. I call them the LibCon party. It's the uni party. On mass immigration, they're okay to have more migrants coming to our country when, you know, we open our doors to 1.3 million foreigners last year, for a country of 40 million people. That is mass immigration. But Poilievre and Carney won't do anything there. And actually, they are pandering to the ethnic groups. And the same thing with climate change, Alex. They believe that it's the end of the world, that we have a climate emergency here in Canada. We don't, like there's no climate emergency in the U.S., but they want to stay part of the U.N. Paris Accord. I want to do like what President Trump did, withdraw from the Paris Accord. So on these main issues, the conservatives are very disappointing. And now, you know, they had a lead. They had a lead of 25 points in advance before the election in the polls. And now during the election, they tried to please everybody. They forgot their roots and their conservative values. And now that's why they may not win the next election. But the good news is us, the People's Party, we are gaining more support. And as you may know, Alex, here in Canada, there's 40% of the population who didn't vote at the last election, the non-voters. But now, because we are in the middle of a crisis, our economy is not going well. We have high inflation. Our standard of living is going down for the last 10 years. And these non-voters are looking to a real alternative, and they are coming on our side. So that's great. If we have that support, we can do the surprise of this election, the People's Party. But I want to tell you, we are doing that populist fight like they're doing in UK, in France, in Germany, and maybe in Canada it's a little bit slower, but we are there, we'll be there. We are there for this election. We'll make a big surprise, but, you know, we'll be there for the next one also. It's a question of time. We are fighting for the right ideas based on strong values. And, you know, my goal is to inform and educate the population against the globalists, because Poilievre is a globalist, Carney is a globalist, and we are the only party that is ready to fight for Canadians.
Well, I mean, I know most of the listeners understand this, Max, but you explained this last time. It's about leadership. You've come from nowhere in the years past to being one of the largest parties now. And I use a parallel of AFD in Germany and others. The problem is with the EU, that's the same globalists you're dealing with, literally the same people. They've arrested Marine Le Pen. They've arrested and canceled the winner. Călin Georgescu in Romania, they're talking about canceling the Hungary election. They don't like it. The Polish election, they said if AFD would have won, there was clear election fraud, so they barely lost, that they would have canceled that. I mean, this is serious totalitarianism right out in the open. And then when J.D. Vance criticizes it or Trump, the corporate media acts like that's bizarre. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, we're dealing with serious tyranny in the West.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a tyranny here in Canada. We cannot trust the poll. We cannot trust the mainstream media. So what is happening right now? More and more people are waking up. But do we have enough people to, be the government for this election? Maybe not. But, we'll be able to make history at this election, and I believe that our time is coming. But what I don't like in our electoral system, we don't have Dominion machines like you have in the U.S. But, during this election, people voted before the election day. I don't want that. I want people to vote the same day, the only day, the day of the election, and that must be an holiday for everybody. But actually what you have also, people can vote without having an ID with their photo and their address. It's happening in our country. That's easy to have fraud in our electoral system because of that. And add to that also the mail-in ballots that people can vote just by mailing their ballots. There's no climate emergency and there's no virus, nothing. It's not dangerous to go up there and to vote. But we need to do these changes to have a real electoral system that will be fair for everybody.
And again, I know most of our listeners are really sophisticated to understand this, but I still hear a lot of talk. Why do we care about Brazil? Why do we care about Canada? Why do we care about France? This is the same big globalist corporate. We penetrates the cabinets, Klaus Schwab operation. He's been removed. He's under criminal investigation for fraud. They put a new puppet in who's, if it's possible, worse, that really wants to ban the public having access to water. They want to cut off the food. I mean, these are totalitarian neo-feudalists. And if you look at Bolsonaro, stabbed before he won the election years ago, then they steal the election on record with the State Department helping a few years ago with Biden. Then he's in the hospital again because of all the damage from the stabbing. And even though the law says he has months to be able to go in front of the Supreme Court, now suddenly this Count Dracula chief judge that's so political that came after Elon Musk and everybody else sends him a summons saying you must come to my court in 5 days, even though he just came out of a 12-hour surgery. I mean, these people are out of their minds. And just like we see judicial tyranny here with this judicial insurrection against Trump, it's the same thing. This is a global war. The globalists are fighting the nation state, the individual, but we have to think locally, but also act globally. Think globally, act locally. We have to understand this. And I use the analogy of space aliens showed up and blew up Beijing or blew up Mexico City. We would all care because we're humans and have empathy, but also we're next. Oh, I don't care if the Martians blew up Moscow or blew up Paris. Well, you better if they showed up, hypothetically. So people need to really understand that and burn that into their brains. And again, you won repeated elections for the leadership of the Conservative Party. And then they would put other people, then they would just say, no, that doesn't count. So you are popular. You are a heavy hitter. That's why they totally black you out. They don't let you in the debates. That's a whole other subject. But here's Bolsonaro last night coming out of surgery, and then, oh, surprise, you're summoned to your criminal trial in front of judges. Here it is.
Eu tenho 5 dias para apresentar minha defesa prévia. 5 dias.
Now, if you look it up under the law, he gets 2 months until he can go to one of these judicial trials, star chambers. Oh, sorry, you have 5 days. Magically delivered when he comes out of anesthesia. Max, I mean, this is just insane.
We have the same in Canada with our court system. Actually, during COVID-19, we had a charter of rights like you, the First Amendment. And, you know, the court didn't want to judge about that. They are saying, you know, oh, no, that's not important. They didn't listen or didn't want to hear our case. You know, I was handcuffed and put in jail for a non-crime during COVID-19. And so we have woke judges. And I just want to give you an anecdote. I was in the court in Canada to fight for freedoms, and I was a witness. And the judge did ask me, you know what, questions. And he said, what is your name? And I said, Maxime Bernier. Can you spell your name? I said, yes, M-A-X-I-M-E-B-R-N-I-E-R. And the third and the last question was, what are your pronouns in the court? I said to the judge, can you look at me? I'm a male, and I want to answer that question. We have woke judges and all that woke ideology. It is in our court in Canada right now, so we need to get rid of that.
I want to get into your amazing Tucker interview last week, because you made some really powerful points that went viral, and I want to elaborate on that because more has happened now. But looking at this, I want to specifically speak to what if Trump came out and endorsed you this weekend, because overall I support his tariffs. It's been very one-sided. We understand that. But the way he kind of went to hockey teams, Canada versus America, kind of played that up. We know that played into the hands of the leftist of the WEF party of Carney, and has boosted him by him being anti-Trump. That really hides the fact that it's the globalist abusing Canadians that created these policies. And I really think it's a lost opportunity for Trump to not augment and you know, at least change the way he's explaining this, that we want a free Canada and we want to get anti-globalist in, like he supports Le Pen or others. I think he really well, I asked you this when you were here. I don't know if you remember that, but have you tried to get a meeting with Trump or a meeting with his people?
Yeah, my team tried it, and we'll wait if we are able to have a meeting, but not now. We didn't have any direct communication. But I want to tell to President Trump, we are there and we know what you want. You want to bring back the manufacturing sector in the U.S. and you want to make America great again. Actually, that is the same thing that we want to do here in Canada. We, the People's Party, and we understand that. But we believe that we can have a trade deal with you. Now what is happening in Canada, we have fake patriotism. The mainstream media, Carney and the Liberals, are playing the card against President Trump. And they're saying, oh, Canada will be the 51st state and our sovereignty is in danger, so you must support us against Trump. That must not be the debate. You know, we know that you want to have a better deal. We are able to have that by putting everything on the table and reopening that free trade agreement right now and not waiting until 2026. But that being said, the most important, we want to be sure that our economy also would be strong and productive. And that's why we have very bad economic policies at the federal level with the conservative and the liberals. We need to change that. And by the way, the fact that they are telling us that, you know, counter tariffs, President Trump said, if you impose tariffs, I will impose reciprocal tariff. What we want to do, and we are the only party that is saying them, that we must not impose counter tariff to you in the U.S. because at the end, it is Canadian consumers who are paying that. And we want to have that new deal. We don't want to have that trade war with President Trump. Actually, our goal is to implement the same policies against wokeism, against DEI, for more freedom in Canada, and to end mass immigration. That is a big danger for you in U.S. and in Canada also, because of our mass immigration and open borders policy. There's, you know, people who are going to the U.S. and they're putting your at risk, your national security is at risk because of us, and that's why we need to stop that. And the party is there for to do that. But right now, my concern is, Alex, that the election, you said it very well, it's against Trump with the liberals and the conservative, and they're not speaking about the real issues for Canada, that is mass immigration, the Paris Accord, big deficit, big debts, high taxes. They are not speaking about that. And the mainstream media is okay with that because, as you know, our mainstream media are leftists, and they're not journalists. They're activists, leftists. And so for them, that's great to be against Trump.
We've got Max Bernier on with us right now. He really is the only viable, real populist candidate, and always wins debates and is super popular. But I was reading in the news, but it's just interesting for people to understand this, how, just like we have here, so much of the corporate media was secretly government-funded. Part of it's publicly funded, they admit that, but a lot of it was secret. And then now they've used that power, really tyrannically, to block you out of any of the debates or any coverage or any discussion. And from what I've seen, other than some criticism, it's a near blackout on you up there.
Oh, yeah, it is that. It is that. And like Marine Le Pen in France, you know, she's so popular that they use the court to be sure that she won't be a candidate for the next presidential in France. And she's fighting that right now. I hope that she'll be a candidate. For us, they don't like our ideas. They know that our ideas will be more popular if we have more visibility. And same thing for the fake conservative party. They don't want us because we are pushing them in the right direction. But there, you know, we don't have any real leaderships in Canada. You have the conservatives and the liberals who are looking at the polls and focus group. But because of our population that has been manipulated by the leftist media, they are going to the left. But for us, we need to fight. We have the right ideas based on Western civilization, on freedom, on respect. We need to be there. And that's why, you know, I was with Tucker. I was with you before, and I'm very pleased to be with you today. That's a great opportunity for me because, Alex, you have a lot of Canadians that are watching your show. And so when I'm traveling across the country after the show that we did together, oh, my God. People were happy. They said, that's great. You know, you were with Alex and speaking the truth over there. So more and more people are watching, you know, the independent media, the alternative media like you. So that's why I believe that the People's Party will have a bright future. It's a question of time.
Well, absolutely. And if you look at the trends, just like AFD, you guys will end up winning in the future once the public figures this out. But definitely, the awakening is exploding, and I want to open the phones up for Canadians to have a chance to talk to you on some other topics as well with Max Bernier here with us today. I want to get into more of the corruption of the media there, which is the same model here, but it's been really exposed there now. I want to get into other key questions. Is Canada headed towards an actual revolution? China's control over Canada, so Americans understand how serious that is. It's not just the Arctic Circle in general, but there as well. But folks, from Canada, Canadian callers only for Max. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 3 days until the polls open. Friday, Saturday, Sunday opens Monday. Very, very important. But instead of arresting him or taking him off the ballot, they've just completely blacked him out. And that is why this is so important. And it is, again, a microcosm. And we saw finally Trudeau's gone. And what did Klaus Schwab, who's gone now, say? He said, Trudeau is the model of penetrating the cabinets. He is the model. So it's disgusting. And Trump has defended Marie Le Pen and even talked about increasing tariffs on Europe, but they don't stop. That is what we need to see more of, because the new Soviet Union is not Russia today. It is the EU. It is a real hardcore tyranny projecting its regulations and power into us. And then China is projecting into Canada and into Latin America. It is a nightmare. We'll be right back with our special guest. Stay with us. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor. And I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great. And, you know, this other company I use is great because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we'd been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From the tip of the spear to the edge of tomorrow, here's what happens next from your host, Alex Jones.
The populist leader, the most popular conservative in multiple elections, they would not ever allow to have that position. So that's why he left the fake conservative party, created his own. Maxime Bernier is our guest. We've got phones loading up with the Canadians that have questions or comments for him. But I want to hit some of these issues first. And this ties into China, and it's incredible move into Canada that a lot of people in the U.S. don't know about, but we follow. It's amazing the move they're making there politically, industrial, the mining, the influence, you know, how they operate. This is a big deal, and obviously China is the big tyrannical rival of the West. Secondarily is the EU that's allied with them now in this new global realignment that's happening. But I want to hit China more in a moment. First, the Ukraine war and Canada's position in that. Trudeau famously a few years ago, standing ovation, saying this Ukrainian man fought the Russians in World War II. Well, gee, who fought the Russians? And just the ongoing craziness. So Canada's position in that and how important it is for your populist movement to build and have sway so that Canada doesn't continue to try to support these wars. Here is Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a press conference with President Trump and a European leader talking about this war being endable. Here it is.
Marco, what would you say?
Well, first of all, the what was put before our partners was options to discuss about things that it would take to end a war. This war is endable. Both sides just have to agree to it. We've shown them a pathway forward. We've discussed those ideas. There was a good meeting yesterday. There'll be good meetings over the weekend. We've shown them the finish line. We need both of them to say yes. But what happened last night with those missile strikes should remind everybody of why this war needs to end. It's horrible those missiles landed. What's even worse is there are today people that were alive yesterday that are not alive today because this war continues. And the president wants to stop it. And everyone should be thanking the president for being a peacemaker and trying to save lives. That's what we're trying to do here. It's not our war. We didn't start it, as you know. But we're trying to end the dying. We're trying to end the destruction. And we've shown the path forward. We can see the finish line, but both of them have to get there. We're going to do everything we can to help them get there, but they have to ultimately say yes.
Both. And we are using a lot of pressure on both. You know, if you think we're just in there because we're nice people, then we're nice people, but we're using a lot of pressure on both.
So, Max, your position, your view, and then what do the polls show about Canadians? Do they like this war?
No, they don't. They don't. And our position is for peace, and we are 100% with President Trump on that. He's right, and we want to have a peace deal as soon as possible. And our party, in the beginning of that war, we were the only national political party against that war and saying we must not participate in that. But Trudeau at that time and Carney today and Poilievre, the leader of the fake conservative, are pro-war. They want to give more ammunition to Ukraine. They want to give more resources and more of that of our money. And as you know, in Canada, we are broke with that huge deficit and debt. So Poilievre and Carney are working against President Trump. And, you know, that's crazy because the reality is, like President Trump said, a lot of people and young men are dying over there for nothing because we must admit that, you know, Ukraine lost the war and we must have that peace deal as soon as possible.
Tying that in geopolitically to China, the left, the warmongers love this war with Russia, but then China's the main arms producer for Russia right now, and then the fact that China has moved so dramatically in to Canada. For Americans or others around the world that don't know and don't realize geographically how close China is when you go over the pole and the moves they're making into Canada and the Arctic, please spend a few minutes on that.
Yeah, actually in Canada we had the Chinese Communist Party who had a police station in Canada. It is illegal. I know that the RCMP or police force is working to stop that. But also we had a report a couple of years ago coming from our secret service, CSIS in Canada, saying that the Chinese Communist Party did interfere in our general election in 2019 and 2021 by doing that, by funding candidates from Chinese origin, and these candidates were able to be elected. And now we have in our parliament in Ottawa, a candidate and members of parliament, part of the Liberal Party of Canada and the Conservative Party of Canada, who are not loyal to our country. And, you know, Carney is not doing anything, and Poilievre doesn't want to do anything, and actually asking for having the name of these people, Canadians must know. But no, we don't know, and they don't want to tell us which members of parliament is not royal to us. But that's a real influence from the Chinese Communist Party, and we have also influence from the other government, you know, India and other government. But the problem with that, we have that in our country, Alex, because of mass immigration and because of multiculturalism. We are saying people, we open our doors to immigration, and we are telling people, you can come here, don't share our values, keep your culture, and, you know, we will promote you keeping your culture and not being part of this country. The federal government is doing that. So you have people who are coming here. They are coming here or need to have a better economic future, and they're living in ghettos, and they don't. Some of them don't speak English.
Oh, I saw footage yesterday of the Eiffel Tower area, and look, nothing against Africans, but there was no white people, like, as far as it was Africa. And yeah. And then the governments go, oh, white people are bad, Europeans are bad, and they sign them up for a communist anti-European mindset. The whole Kalergi plan, the whole replacement migration. For people that don't know, we've been flooded with replacement migration by Mayorkas and Biden and others. But for people that don't know, give them the numbers in Canada. I mean, you guys, I think maybe the most flooded formerly Western country in the world.
Yes, you're right, Alex. The data is simple. Last year, the growth of our population was 3.2%. The average growth of the population in Western countries, in OECD country, was 0.5%. So more than six times the average growth of the population in Canada, if you compare that with Western countries. This is mass immigration, and add to that, that the growth of the of our population is coming from immigration. 97% of the growth of our population is because of immigration. This is mass immigration. And, you know, all these people are not coming from Europe. They're coming from Africa or Asian countries. And, you know, like I said, when you are importing third world cultures, your country will become a third world country, and that's happening in our country right now. They are, you know, they are working against us, against Canadian values, Western values, and with mass immigration, we are destroying the social fabric of our country.
And, I mean, we know the polls are famously fake everywhere, but really fake there. You win the Conservative Party election leadership over and over again. Memory serves, like, three times at least, and they don't let you have leadership positions, so you leave and make your own party. And then they've got you at 2%, 5%, whatever, in these polls. Just absolutely ridiculous. And then they've got Carney way up in the front there. After the country wakes up and drives Trudeau out because of the open borders and all the rest of it, to then believe that people really want Carney now, I don't find that believable at all.
No, it is very hard to believe, but, you know, the real poll will be at the election. But what I know, like I told you before, Carney has the support of the mainstream media, and he may lead because of that. And, you know, for Carney, that mass immigration is okay. Actually, Carney is doing like Trudeau. You can find a video of him during this electoral campaign wearing a costume with people from India, and same thing with Poilievre. What is the signal that we are telling them, you know, keep your culture, keep your values, don't integrate into our society? You know, I have a lot of candidates that are from Indian origin, and I'm campaigning with them during this electoral campaign, but I don't wear any costume. You know, I don't need to do that because, you know, they are part of our society 100%. So that mass immigration, and more Canadians are fed up with that.
The globalists want people to come in to not become part of the society for balkanization and control. They admit that. It's the divide and conquer strategy. I want to go to some phone calls here. Loaded phone lines for you. Callers, we've only got 15 minutes left, so I'm going to just quick question or comment. We'll get a comment back. Thanks for calling. We've loaded the phones up here from Canada. Jeff in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick comment before the question. In the analytics from the last election, there is approximately 20 seats that would have gone conservative, but the PCP party had a small amount of votes, which actually pushed the vote over to the Liberals. And I want to say I aligned with, Max in the majority of what he says. And Alex, I probably align with 99% of what you say too. But there's a bit of sophistication here because I think Carney would be the worst thing possible for the country right now. I live on Vancouver Island and it's going blue. It's going conservative. And there's just about a sweep that's going to take place. My concern is, Max, I think your influence should penetrate all the parties of Canada. My concern is, though, is we're in a squeeze right now where we just don't have the time. And
listen, I addressed this at the start. We addressed it last time. It's a reasonable point. It's a philosophical issue. Leadership versus going along. Do you want to take 3 teaspoons of cyanide or 1 teaspoon? They'll both kill 5 elephants. It doesn't matter. Let the commies, let the globalists stay in, make it worse, get it better, instead of having fake conservatives that just drag this on. Why didn't the Conservative Party let Max be the leader when that's what they voted for? See, my issue is, why is he supposed to just sit there and then watch this go on? So I think let's let Max respond to that.
Yeah, you have a point there. I understand that concern, but don't blame me if Poilievre is not a real conservative. And you know what? We will support Poilievre. We will support Poilievre when he will be a real conservative, and we'll vote for him and we'll vote with him. But we will shame him when he won't be. So I'm telling people, don't waste your vote by voting for Poilievre, because Poilievre is a liberal. And if you, like the guy just said, I like your ideas, Maxime. I like almost everything that you said, but I want to get rid of the liberals. Why are you voting for the conservative if the conservative are not fighting
Jeff,
for
Jeff,
you?
Jeff, how do you respond to that? Then we got to move on. I don't mean to disrespect, but we got a lot of calls here. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, and I say this with the utmost respect for both of you there. How many seats do you think you're going to win, Max? Because your party's never won a seat in the Senate, and out of 338 seats in the Parliament, you don't have one representative there. So saying you will, connect with the conservatives and vote with them, but you just don't have the seat right now. And so what I'm saying is your influence should be better felt from the sidelines, and you should open be like Alex Jones of Canada and teach the people, because we need to be taught up here. But
we got a job. I got on the next person, but this is all philosophical and all strategy. Okay.
Yeah, changes will start in politics, so we need to be there. And yes, we can win a seat. That's why I said we can make history at this election. Like I told you, we have a lot of support in Alberta because they're fed up with the conservative. They're not real conservative, and they're ready to vote for our candidates over there. Stay tuned. I believe that we will have our candidates elected, couple of them. That will be the beginning of a revolution. And yes, our candidates elected will support Poilievre when he will be
elected. Jeff, I mean, here's my point. He is being the Alex Jones or Donald Trump up there, educating people. He's all over the news. It's going into Canada. So that is happening to put pressure on the conservatives to actually be that. Francis in Quebec, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to comment on the kerfuffle that took off in Canada when Trump imposed a 24-25% tariff on Canadian goods. And I'd just like to remind Canadians that American dairy producers pay around 250-380% tariffs on their dairy products coming into Canada. And this is why Canadians pay 3 times as much for the same block of cheese as Americans do, even though we earn less. And there's more to this than meets the eye, because what people don't realize in Canada is that dairy products in Canada are a monopoly. And whether it's Dairyland in British Columbia or Nielsen's in Ontario, it's all owned by Saputo. And Mr. Saputo is an immigrant who's penniless. He came to Canada in 52, and now he's one of the 10 wealthiest men in Canada. He's a multi-billionaire. And this is very strange, because in 1970, the FBI and the state police in Arizona were watching Joe Bonanno's house in, I think it's Yuma, Arizona, and Mr. Saputo was visiting Joe Bonanno, who is the mafia chieftain of one of the five mafia chieftains of New York.
Well, listen, I could get our guest on for hours, but he's going to have to go soon, but I appreciate your call. Specifically, yeah, I mean, you got a monopoly up there. I know that. This is not Trump attacking. This is us retaliating to this one-sided deal. Did you agree with that?
Yeah, you're right, Alex. And actually, Tom is right. Not Tom, sorry. President Trump is right. He's imposing tariff. We are imposing tariff on about 300%. And that's a communist system. That's a socialist system. These dairy producers are fixing the price and fixing the production. They don't have the right to export. They must produce only for the Canadian market. And, you know, we cannot import other products from other countries, including the U.S., That's why President Trump is fed up with that. And that's why I said if we want to have a deal, we need to get rid of that cartel. It's a legal cartel. But Poilievre and Carney, again, on that issue, they want to protect the cartel and not Canadian consumers.
Gene in Quebec, you're on the air. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me, Alex. My question to Max is regarding... when you said it's better to work with the United States instead of fighting back with tariffs, what do you think about the concept that the EU did, like the union? So every country in Europe, they keep their identity, their language, their values, but they're using the same currency, and they are uniting their force to fight back against the crime, like the cartels and everything, because I don't think Mexico will get rid of the cartel problem.
Yeah, no, I don't want a North American Union. Where are you on the globalist North American Union project, Max?
Yeah, no, I believe in the sovereignty of our country. I don't like fiat currency. We need to have a dollar that will be back on gold or something like that. I know that a monetary reset is happening. It will be in a year, in 5 years. I don't know, but it is happening. We cannot have these huge debt and deficit in Western countries. So I'm fighting for the sovereignty. I want to put our country first, Canadian first, like President Trump is doing in the U.S.
Yeah, and Trump, that's just political and just him being a showman when he talks about, you know, our 51st state and all that. We do not want any type of union with Canada or Mexico, and they shouldn't want it either. It's incompatible, particularly Mexico, but also Canada, and I think that's the position. But we need an unofficial economic deal with Canada and Mexico, and I'm not speaking out of school. I agree with that, but I know, Max, that's been your policy, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, we just want an economic deal, and that would be good for both countries, and we'll keep our independence, and that's okay.
All right, Gene, thank you. Let's talk to Renee in Canada. Renee, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Renee DeBries here, Martin Stovall. I'm a candidate for the PPC, actually. Long-term listener, long-term supporter of your show, Alex, and Max and I are friends. My question to Max is, how do we move the needle over the next 3 days? Can Alex maybe call his buddies Joe Rogan and Elon Musk? I think that could move the needle. What do you think?
It would move the needle massively.
Yeah, yeah. And we just have to say to Canadians, you know, like I said, 40% of them didn't vote. Get out the vote. Go and vote. You know, if you didn't vote at the last election, because you know, like me, that the conservatives and the liberals are the same. It's a libcon party. So go out, vote for a change, vote for the People's Party. And yes, I would appreciate to be with Joe Rogan or have a meeting with President Trump. But there's 3 days before the election. We'll do that fight and we'll see what will happen after the election.
All right.
But the People's Party will be there.
Renee, thank you. Let's now go to British Columbia. Let's talk to Din in British Columbia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. My question for Maxime is, I'm a Canadian for generations. My family's been here. I'm also a Falun Gong practitioner. And I know Alex has spoken. Thank you, Alex, for speaking about the organ harvesting in China that's still taking place through Falun Gong, the Uyghur Muslims, and others. But over here in Canada, we also have a lot of Chinese espionage and the soft power. And I'm asking Maxime Bernier, Rene if he's aware of these things and what he's going to do to deal with the overseas targeting of Falun Gong, Uyghurs, Tibetan groups.
Well, yeah, that's what these Chinese intelligence bureaus or police stations do. They're here, too. Trump's shutting them down. Max?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. I'm aware of that. We will fight that. We'll preserve our sovereignty. We'll give more resources to our RCMP and our police to fight that. Right now, we have that because you have the Liberals Party that is working with the Chinese Communist Party. And, you know, they're not strong to protect our sovereignty. We will do that. That's the main goal of a government, to be sure that our citizens are safe in the country. But when you have a Chinese police station, it is not safe for people from Chinese origin and for Canadians. Yes, we reinvest there for sure.
All right, thank you. We're moving quick, callers. Dallas in Alberta. Dallas, you're on the air with our guests. Go ahead.
Hey, Max. I'm from Alberta. My vote doesn't count towards anything anyway, so I'm going to be voting for you. But if the Liberals do win, what do you think about Alberta leaving the country? Not necessarily to join the United States, but for independence.
Yeah, you're right in Alberta. You're fed up with the federal government. The federal government does not respect the constitution. It's not helping you to exploit your natural resources with that climate history and all these regulations. I understand why you are fed up with Ottawa. And my advice to you would be, you know, at the federal level, we are your option because we want a country that would be Ottawa, that would be decentralized, radical decentralization, will give more autonomy to your province, but to every province also. And, you know, I understand the separatist movement. I was in Alberta a couple of days ago. My advice to you would be vote for the People's Party at the federal level and vote for an independentist party at the provincial level if you want Ottawa to take you seriously. That's, I know, they are destroying
Max,
our country.
We're almost out of time, and I bet you're on a busy schedule. If you can't do it, it's fine. Can you do five more minutes to do a few other topics?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we got to go to break in 2 minutes. It's a two-minute break. We'll come right back for 5 minutes, about 7-8 minutes total. I don't know if we get to Bryce and Juan, because I got questions I forgot to get to, so can't get any more callers. Sorry to the callers. Tried to get as many as I could. Appreciate you. We're going to go to break, back in 2 minutes, with Maxime Bernier here with us today, and be sure and check out their website and the party, and at Maxime Bernier there on X as well, peoplespartyofcanada.ca. All right, back in 2 minutes, but listen, they have a final judgment. They tried all the other illegal stuff to shut us down. They're coming next week, as early as Wednesday, but probably take a few days, Thursday or Friday. We need all the funds we need for the Alex Jones Network and what's been set up and what's going down, and the legal battles, because they're going to come after me even more after that. And I know Trump, they're doing an investigation. I'm told by the Justice Department, there's so much going on. I'm not even squawked and begged to them because they got bigger fish to fry. We're fighting on the ground. We're winning. We're tip of the spear. And I need your support. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. All the greatest Patriot apparel to spread the word. The very best supplements. The Irish Sea Moss is an incredible superfood. 93 vitamins and minerals. The very best iodine. We have the Ultra Methylene Blue. I took some earlier today. Couldn't even get off my hands. What it does, your mitochondria, your health. That's what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. raves about it. The HHS head. Get that ultramethylene blue. It's all there, and it funds this operation. The AlexJonesStore.com. Now is the time for action. The AlexJonesStore.com. We're going to do five more minutes with our guest on the gun grabbing in Canada. Oh, yeah. And so much more when we come back in 2 minutes. But I need your support now, plus the great products. Take action. The AlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today, experience the amazing benefits, and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Maxime Bernier is our guest for another 5 minutes. I am loaded with all this new news that broke, all of the news I haven't gotten to, and so much more throughout the rest of the hour. And I also intend to open the phones up on a big subject I'll tell you about in 6 minutes. But in the 5 minutes we have left, we have the leader of the People's Party, Maxime Bernier, here with us right now. Be sure to go to peoplespartyofcanada.ca. But in closing, topics that I really wanted to get to that I know you're really an expert on, the gun confiscation that we knew was coming, that they did, the Castle Doctrine, also Doge for Canada, and also the fight against them trying to still push these poison shots. So those closing topics, please, sir.
Yes, the Doge for Canada, I said in 5 years ago that we need to have a department for downsizing the government and cutting the spending. We have a deficit of $40 billion this year. We can cut $50 billion and balance the deficit in the first year. Yes. Second, about the gun. Yeah, actually, Trudeau passed a lot of legislations to control guns that gun owners are owning. It's a property rights for us, and gun owners must have the right to keep their guns. And Trudeau and Poilievre voted for legislation to take control of our guns. That being said, when you have a gun, yes, in Canada, we don't have the Castle Doctrine. So what that means, if you have somebody coming in your house, you can use a gun. But if you use a gun, you may be charged by the RCMP. We want Canadians to be able to use a gun to defend themselves and their property. So that's why we need to change the criminal code to allow a Canadian to use a gun if somebody's entering into their house. So let's do that. Like you in America, you have that. We don't have that in Canada. And the third point about, we have a lot of doctors that are running with us for us, and they were there to fight the COVID hysteria. And I was saying during COVID-19, we must have the freedom to choose with an informed consent. That vaccine was not safe and effective. And still in Canada, we are promoting mRNA vaccine, and we must have a moratorium on these vaccines, not only a moratorium on immigration, but also on all these vaccines in Canada, because now the science is there. We were right. And I like what President Trump is doing about that, telling the truth to Americans. So that's why we are arguing, and it's in our platform, to ask the vax, no more or mRNA vaccine in Canada, moratorium on vaccine.
And Kennedy's moving in that direction very quickly as well. I'm glad we got 2 minutes left. The big question, you talked about on Tucker, but I want you to elaborate. Is Canada headed towards a revolution? Will it be velvet, or could it be the other way? Because just like the EU, it is going into total tyranny as the power structure realizes that the awakening is happening.
Yeah, I believe, maybe it will have to be worse than it is right now. But, more people are waking up. And I believe, yes, we'll have a revolution in Canada, a peaceful revolution, because we are Canadians. But that's happening. I hope it will be at this election. If all the non-voters are voting, it will. If not, we will be there to beat that movement, representing Canadians and fighting for that peaceful revolution, common sense revolution in our country.
And that's another point you make in your speeches, and I've looked it up. It's true. 40% of Canadians aren't even voting in these big elections. With all the parties you've got, if they went and voted for you or even half of them, you would win. I mean, that why are they not voting?
Yeah, they're not voting because they're looking at these traditional political parties, and they can see that they're the same, and they don't have the courage to fight for them. But a lot of them don't know that we exist after 6 years. So I'm telling them, that's why, you know, I'm all out there in Canada, working across the country, being with you, doing this podcast. I'm telling them, these non-voters, come and vote for the People's Party, and that revolution will start this Monday.
Beautiful. Maxime Bernier, big things start small. You're already having a massive effect nationally, internationally. God bless you. Everybody should check out the site, the platform, or what you're doing to liberate Canada and the world. People's Party of Canada.ca. Thank you so much. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
All right. Powerful interview. All right. We've got 55 minutes left. I want to hit a bunch of news, but also want to take calls, but I'm not going to give the number out yet. On a topic I'll tell you about in 60 seconds. All right, so we need to start focusing on this. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live link. Relox Jones down on X. Be sure to follow us there. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
You know, Wikipedia is wrong, like it is on a lot of things forever. It had my name spelled wrong, my middle name, Emmerich. And then finally they changed that. I guess I wasn't the source enough to show that. And they also say InfoWars.com was registered and the site set up in 99. That's just not true. It was 1997. And I've been on air since April 1994. That's when I first went down to Access TV and was there getting ready to take classes and get on there. Like, hey, well, I've seen you at the city council. I've seen you at your Buchanan meetings. I've been a Buchanan campaigner. Remember, I put out Buchanan signs with you. You were in high school. So I've done it multiple times, elections. And come on in. We're having a show tonight. You know, it's April 15th, tax day. We're talking about the private Federal Reserve. And I, boom, on this show with these guys. And then it took me 3 or 4 months to take the classes and do that. And boom, I'm on the air. But those first shows, I didn't have anybody to help me, so I'd be in the control room, bring the camera in, and count down 6, 7, 9 whenever I do the show, a couple days a week, and I'd be on a camera in there. I'd put a VHS tape in of a clip I want to play the news and play it. And it's, you know, talk about grassroots. I come directly from the grassroots. And so the deep state and the globalists trying to shut me down and the lawfare, the attacks, I knew what I was getting into when I started this. And I didn't for 3 or 4 years, you know, really understand how big it would get, or what didn't really have that vision I've talked about so much. I didn't see it physically, but I was given the download. I've been here about 3 or 4 years about what was going to happen and what was going to unfold. It took me a few years to go on air and say, God told me this, but I've been on the air 25, 26 years telling that story that you've all heard 18 million times. I'm not going to say it again. But, I mean, you go back to you go back to that, I mean, by the time you see these videos, I'd already been on air 5 years then. So I know that I'm carrying out a mission that I was commissioned to do by God. And sounds pretty crazy to have somebody 25, 26 years ago, much longer than that now. I've been on here 31 years. It was 3-4 years in that I had that, gosh, 27 years ago. To then say, this is what's going to happen and the show's going to explode and we're going to be recognized as the detonator. Not myself, but the whole movement that will then have a huge effect against the globalist system. And then that system will fall apart. But then that will be a long, drawn-out battle. And then in the future, depending on how we operate, because God knows the future, but lets us determine which future it'll be. He knows the outcome, but doesn't control the outcome, but does tip the scales for us when we do the right thing and gives us the instruction manual, the Bible, and discernment and the rest of it to lead God and direct us. But then the Antichrist system does come in at some point, the whole cashless system, the whole thing we're already seeing a permutation of. Because the devil tries many Antichrist systems. There are many Antichrists, as the Bible tells you. And then whether I'm going to be 80 years old when this happens or dead, or whether you're going to even be around, maybe it's 100 years from now, 1,000. The crisis over and over again. No man knows the time. Comes as a thief in the night. Any prophet or person claiming they're a prophet that tells you they know is a liar. And you have all these fake Christians that are always saying, oh, it's next week or 2 years from now on this date. And then Christ returns, and then it just discredits people. Well, God told you that's a false prophet. But this is God gearing us up and getting us ready to have a little golden age if we want it ahead of what comes in the future. So we wake up, the bad times make strong men, the strong men make good times. We have a little golden era, and then that's what God told me. And would I be willing to be persecuted and what would happen in the process? And as I researched more, then I saw the political systems and understood that was actually accurate. That, oh yeah, when they try all this evil stuff, if we warn them ahead of time, the plan, it'll sound crazy at the time, even though we have the documents. But then when people see that unfold, it'll be those old shows, those books, those films, the people that saw it, heard it, that knew it. That will be super powerful in the future. Because it will be seen as revelation. And it wasn't revelation, it was understanding the political movements, but it was God revealing to me to understand the political movement. So it was both at the same time. So that's where we are. And I have been so focused on the current news, the current things happening, and trying to support what Trump's doing to stop nuclear war and stabilize our economy and save our children, that I've said this, I've really been meditating, cogitating, thinking about it a lot. I need to go back over the basis of the globalists, their key systems, and then also explain the different possible scenarios, depending on what we do, but also what is coming in the future in those different scenarios to get that on record to do what we've already done again, but even bigger, and that I have to then pray more, get in a quiet place, seek God's discernment for that mission, because I'm given the information constantly, but then I have to analyze that through my temporal lens to then do the new things we're supposed to do. So this is a great time of change everywhere, at every level. And I know that the bad guys coming in here to shut this down, after all the times they tried to do it openly, illegally, openly with no court order, now that they're going to get that, already have that, and starting next week, that we just have to be very clear-eyed about this, and people seeing us survive so much that it's kind of taken for granted. Oh, yeah, Alex says they're shutting him down again. No, this is it. And Judge Lopez in the federal court, who stopped their fake criminal auction, stopped them criminally trying to close us and all that, he said months ago, he said, I wash my hands. They don't want money. They want it shut down. And so I'm not going to do that. You just do it at the state court. Instead of a cram down, which he could have done and made them take the money and let the real buyer come in and keep us on air. But they said in their filings, we don't want him on air. We don't want InfoWars around. We want it gone. And then they were bragging to folks in Houston, you know, from our sources that were right there, about their receiver and all the rest of it and how they're coming in here. And they were saying again that it's going to be Bloomberg and The Onion. I mean, how is that going to look after they went on national TV in November and said they bought it and it was real, it was a real auction, and but they gave less money and it wasn't real money. It was My Future Earnings pledged to them. Never before done in a court over bankruptcy or, you know, not real monetary instruments. Bernie Madoff type stuff. And then, you know, trying to shut us down with a U.S. trustee without a court order. I mean, all of those shenanigans, the Justice Department funding the lawsuits and the show trials, and then they're going to come in here, close it, and then use the exact same graphics, which they already did at The Onion, and the same font, and say they're me, and they sent on the national news to misrepresent and confuse people so they can discredit our work, which they're so scared of, by making it a joke and pretending they're us with InfoWars.com. So there's a few things I need to hit. I'll hit news and I'll open the phones up and take a few calls on the subject with you, but I got some other news I need to hit as well. Today's the day, the last day, that I think you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and order any product, because I think by next Friday we'll be closed. And then, you know, it goes to the shipping department up in Denver, and you'll get your products. They ship stuff like a day after it comes in. But I think, like, today I need to go turn InfoWars Store off, because morally I'm not going to sit there and have people putting orders in and then potentially, who knows, they even, you know, because it's paid and it's done, and it's done by the shipping people up in Denver and all that. But so you could order something, you know, the day we're shut down, and it would get shipped out. But I think it's time, either today or tomorrow, just to shut it off. So, I mean, that's how serious this is. I mean, I've got five or six sports jackets here in my bathroom, in my dressing room. I got to get those out. I mean, because the sheriff's department will come here and they'll either come aggressively and just grab equipment, which I don't think they'll do, or they will come and just slap a sticker on the door and say, you got an hour to get out. Or they may say, you can't even take any of your stuff out. So I've told the crew a week ago, so get any of your personal stuff out of here now. So that's how intense and how pertinent and how real this is. But that's how urgent this is. But enough InfoWars Store. You know, the great X2, all the stuff's in stock. You want it, it's there. You'll get it if you order it today. But we may just put a note up there saying this is about to be seized. And if you want to still order there, you know, that's fine. But I just want to be clear. TheAlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by great folks, Bigley, that have all their other people and all their other shopping carts they do for the Hodge twins and everybody else. We'll put InfoWarsStore.com. Take that down, please. And we'll put TheAlexJonesStore.com up, please. And so, in fact, that's the last time you're going to see InfoWars Store on the screen. Unless by miracle, the judge Lopez, you know, decides to do the right thing, because he hasn't done anything corrupt in my view yet. He stood up to all the open corruption they engaged in, the fake auction, the fake shutdowns, you know, trying to shut us down. All when I say fake, they tried to do it. It was a real attempt to shut down, but there was no authority behind it. This will be, even though it's a kangaroo court where Gamble and the show trial and all of it, it's supposed to be the same judge does those orders for seizure, but they, of course, it magically went to her court again. That's already been done 8 months ago. It's just been waiting because it's been in federal court. Well, it's coming out of federal court now. It's coming with a judgment from Connecticut, state judgment, so they can come in here as soon as the time elapses for the 20 days of the appeals court authorizing us to appeal to the Supreme Court. You can still appeal to the Supreme Court, but they don't authorize it. Then there's no stay. They still come in and grab it. So I never give up. And I will stay here on the air until the sheriff's department comes, and then they've got an order, even though it comes from kangaroo court. It's not their fault. I will comply with that, and I will leave if they tell me to, which I'm sure they'll do. So that is where we are right now. And, you know, to the talk show host and people out there, so sad. I would certainly support them, even though I don't agree with all their politics. Oh, Alex Jones is making all this up. There's really not a federal bankruptcy. There's really not seizures. There's really not a fight. This is all fake because he survived and his listeners backed him. You know, it's just, it's crazy. You know, Trump, they didn't really shoot Trump. They didn't really steal an election. They didn't really attack his family. That's all staged. Well, let me tell you, the attacks on me sure as hell ain't been staged. And you couldn't fake what happened to Trump in a trillion years. That's as real as hell what you saw in Butler. So, you know, people getting shot and wounded and killed, that was real as hell, wasn't it? Go ahead and take the Alex Jones story down for a minute. What I'm trying to get at here with everybody is that this is emblematic of what we face at every level, not just here, but around the world. You have these fabulously arrogant bureaucrats and lawyers and law firms and judges and everything they're doing that have been in control of this country with the big banks for decades and decades and decades and have gotten away with just incredible corruption to the point of the government works for the cartels to smuggle kidnapped kids across and then helps disappear them with no IDs into black holes. And the FBI says the average time they live is 36 months officially. I mean, that's an FBI document. It's even hard to believe for me. But I talked to the experts, and I've been out there myself. I'm an expert, and it's real. I mean, the evil going on right below the surface is so horrible. I know why people can't believe it, because it shakes me to my core that the corruption is this bad. And after all the stuff they've been caught doing, after all the things these people have done, and after the fact they know people are waking up, and they know the more they push, the more resistance they get, they're not stopping anywhere. They're arresting their political opposition. They're killing their political opposition. They're starting wars. They're suing people. They've got corrupt judiciary going after Bolsonaro, stabbing him, shooting Fico four times because he didn't want war with Russia. Slovakia, sending their Ukrainian wind-up toy to kill Trump at Mar-a-Lago, the Fannie Willises, the Letitia Jameses, the Jack Smiths, the Jamie Raskins, the James Carbles, the John Podestas, just openly saying they're going to trigger a race war this summer. They got a Pentagon on-rolling coup against Trump. And it's all outrageous. It's absolutely evil. And so, when you look at history, this is when the civilization collapses. Because these evil people replaced evil people before them that weren't as evil. And of course, for them, were just corrupt people. He goes, you know, kind of lazy, and corruption sinks in, and then things get complex, and good people just kind of get lazy, or they don't know what's going on, and then the corrupt moved in more and more corrupt, and then more and more corrupt people replace them, and then evil people replace them, and then super evil people replace them, and then the super evil people recruit in even more super evil. Then you have power struggles within the evil, where you get ultra evil in charge, and then ultra evil always just wants to kill everybody. When the globalists say they publicly they want to kill 90% of us, they tell the 10% helping that. I mean, do you really think they're going to be done at 10% being left? It's an evil spirit. And so all I'm doing is my duty. All I'm doing is what's in my cells, my genetics, my soul. I have to fight these people. It's in my blood. I couldn't stop if I tried. And the more I see their evil out in the open, the more they persecute other people. The persecution to me, I know, comes with the territory. The more I just sit back in a really sad way, and I look at the general public, on average, who are good people, and have some instinct to fight evil, but they still, because of the culture and the programming and being set in front of televisions from the time we're born, see everything subconsciously as entertainment. Because when you're watching hours of television, movies, and action, and aliens, and video games, your brain is seeing all of that at a subconscious level as real. So when you're playing Minecraft Dungeons or whatever, killing 1,000 zombies, well, when you see a real homeless zombie on the street or somebody knocked over the head, it's not really shocking because you just fought a bunch of zombies last night. And the more real it gets, the more your brain doesn't differentiate and becomes desensitized to it. And that's what the homeless camps and the human trafficking and all this is about, even if you still spiritually oppose it, you still get to where it's normalized. And that's what's happened. And you've got all these opportunists and mercenaries and evil people that have joined with these evil systems and these evil operations that are all designed to destroy society, expand the power of the parasitic group, and then as there's less resources, it destroys the other smaller parasites, and it's just a kill system. It's a satanic program of killing and stealing and destroying. So I said I'd open the phones up, but I don't want people to be on hold, and the show's going to end in 35 minutes. Let's open the phones up and just take 7-8 calls, stop there, on what do people think about this? You know, what's your view of it? And then separately, with the folks we're working with, we need to launch a new WordPress site, not which sure name we're going to use with the folks we're going to be working with. Got a lot of stuff to do on that front because I've been so busy with just current stuff. We've got, at AJN Live on X. We got at Real Alex Shows for streaming. There are obviously backup streams and systems we'll get up on the new site. Just like you go to Infowars.com/show, you'll go to the new URL. We'll have our own backup streams there, if you're not on X or for a reason can't get to it. And we're on Rumble and all the rest of that. A lot of work to do. I appreciate the crew working so hard. And this next couple of weeks is going to be really urgent for the crew. They need everybody, 100% on deck for this. And they've already said they want to try to own my social media. X said you can't do that, which they can't, but they're going to try that. There's going to be a lot of battles here. But people are like, well, why do you fight? Because they want me off air because we're effective against them. It's obvious. We're in a war. And so you just have to understand it's the long haul. And that it's not a negative to be in a long haul fight with evil. We're actually winning. It's what you're supposed to do, and it is fulfilling, it is invigorating, and it is what you're built to do. You're built to be good. You're built to have courage. You're built to crush tyrants. You have to understand who you are, what God really made you for. That's why so many people are not really happy, even though they have money, all the stuff, because they're not engaged in what they should be. Now, people that are turned over to evil, they love their work. They love hurting people. They love lying. They love deceiving people. They love scamming people. But the only reason they succeed is because you stay dormant. So there'll be a lot of announcements, a lot of stuff, a lot of work to do, but I need the core audience, and that's not what you are, of activists, of men and women in the arena, all over the world, not just here, to not get it normalized to see the political opposition, the globalists being arrested and shot at and killed and shot and stabbed, and to see people that are the most effective telling the truth under constant attack, and just kind of like, well, that's, Alex is tough, he can handle that. I could definitely handle it. I'm freaking on fire. I'm pissed. The spirit's strong, but the flesh is weak. I need your backing because the magnitude of what I can do to these people is directly connected to the variable of how much you spread the word, how much you re-upload our clips, how much you pray for us, and that's critical, and how much you support us. It is not in the final equation, you giving something up to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements that'll blow you away and work the best of anything out there. It is not you giving something up to get a Patriot t-shirt and see what it's like to meet all these like-minded people and find out just how popular liberty is. It is an opportunity for you to really be in the game in the fight against the globalist in the funds we get from that. And like anything good, you also get the great benefit of the products. But people have it drilled into their head that everything's just entertainment and everything's this and that. Well, everybody's got their hand out and there's all this media and all this stuff. Well, what media has been dead on and told you the future? What media is under massive attack by the bad guys? I'm defending you because we've all got to defend each other together. So I'm going to do this regardless. But you understand the missed opportunity for the vast majority of you that never take the step to actually go to the alexjonesstore.com and actually get the very best methylene blue, the very best Irish sea moss, the very best Shilajit, the very best turmeric. I mean, it's ridiculous what it does. So it's like taking a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I'm not bitching at you. It's a tiny percent of people actually defeating the globalists right now. If we just got more people to engage at every level, our problems would be over very, very quickly. Stay with us. I'll get the number out when we come back.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss capsules every month. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade. It works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, the toll-free number to join us on the impending shutdown of InfoWars, 877-789-2539. It's time for me to start beating the drum about this. So people even know this is going on next week, you know, that are not regular listeners, but I don't like people calling me. Talk show hosts, podcasters, government people. Well, we didn't know this was happening. I'm like, yeah, they're like, really? They tried other times. You're sure this is going to happen? I'm like, yeah. So unless, you know, the judge, Lopez, intervenes. But and in closing, I didn't get to this point about him. He's not anything corrupt. He's blocked their corruption. But by not cramming it down and following his previous order to sell it and letting them not ever really sell it and block that, the U.S. trustee and the rest of them, by punting, he rewards them for what they did. And so you can call that what you want. Washing the hands. I mean, I don't know. But we've tried repeatedly in front of him, all that. And he just said, nope, back to the state. Well, the state's already said what they're going to do. And the Democrats have said what they're going to do. And of course, they don't care if the whole thing's beyond tainted. They don't care how bad it looks. They're going for broke. Remember even 7 years ago when they started the censorship against me? Oh, we're not censoring him. He's making that up. Oh, there's this thing. It's deplatforming. There's no global government. We're having a global government conference where we're going to eat bugs. We're going to make you eat bugs. I mean, it's just outrageous. So follow me on Real Alex Jones. Let other people know everywhere this is going on. We post this last 30 minutes, you know, up on X later. Share it everywhere because you're not going to get it at Bandout Video soon. That'll be shut down. InfoWars.com. That's going to be shut down. And then there'll be the new operations, and starting with the show, and we got a bigger studio, and bigger ones getting built, and all the rest of it. We've been busy fighting on multiple fronts, which is why they did this, to distract us from our main mission, exposing them. But I intend in the future, with the new folks we're going to work with, and I won't be the owner of any of it, that's fine with me, but I'll be the director of the operations, to go 24 hours a day, have reporters all over the place, and really go after them. Because they can't stop new owners. They can't stop them hiring people. They can't stop them having reporters. They can harass me. I don't give a damn about that. That's nothing. Depose me, harass me. I don't need an alarm clock anymore because my hatred of the globalists makes me jump out of bed at 4 a.m. or earlier. Seriously. But I do it for the love of those they're attacking. But you know, I'm more effective and more focused and more serious, and it's only getting more intense. I just pray to God to make me a more perfect instrument, because I'm not perfect. Make me more towards that, and I just say, what is your will? Come into me, lead God, and direct me. I await orders. And sometimes I'm tired and everything else. I say, God, energize me, please. It happens. Ugh. I'm ready to do it. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Please give me the energy. And it comes. So that's where we're at. I want to play two short clips before we go to your calls that really say it all. This is Tucker back to Madison Square Garden a few weeks before the election. This is really quantifies what we're up against. And then a short clip of Steve Bannon. On taxes, it's not about hurting the rich. It's about helping the middle class and working poor that have been crushed by design. And if you look at the numbers, that's how you do it. But the ultra-rich, the ones other than Elon, he actually pays a bunch of taxes, that do all these offshore manipulations to pay basically nothing. Like 1% on average. These people are sick. And the more liberal they are, the less they pay. It's like Bono and his one foundation. The joke was he used to pay less than 1%. Ever got exposed. He pays 1.1%. You look it up. Bono's one foundation is literally 1%. And raises billions. And we're going to help Africa over the last few decades. Keeps it all. It's a sick person, man. Totally sick. And then he's got Tony Blair and all the globalists that they're making the money with him. And all the people watching on TV. Oh, they're having a concert. You know, Willie Nelson, his concerts actually did give the majority of money to farmers. You know, Willie's a liberal and brainwashed and everything, but, you know, good friend of mine forever. But, boy, his fifth wife, whoever, hates my guts, though. I'm just, what are you doing over here? Well, Willie called me. Obama's one foundation under fire for giving little over 1% of funds to charity. All right, let's go ahead and play Tucker and then Bannon, and then I'll go to your phone calls. Here it is.
They've got 3/4 of the money, and they didn't earn it. They set up a system precisely for the purpose of awarding themselves wealth and power when it's undeserved. You look at Liz Cheney and you ask yourself honestly, what skill could she possibly have that allowed her to send hundreds of thousands of people to their deaths? Did she earn that? I don't think she did. No fair system would make Liz Cheney powerful. No fair system would make Larry Fink rich. No fair system would elevate someone like Kamala Harris to a presidential nomination. She's never been accused of doing anything useful. She has precisely no achievement. She's a nominee without getting a single vote. She is a metaphor for the system they created to make themselves rich and powerful, and then they have the gall to lecture you, the people who can actually change a flat tire and repair a power grid, who have useful jobs, who pay your taxes and work 40 hours a week, lecture you that you are somehow immoral. And Donald Trump has empowered the rest of us through mostly just sticking around in the face of their hate and abuse and persecution. He has given the rest of us the right to call BS on the charade. No, you are not better than us.
The IMF just downgraded the United States yesterday on President Trump's watch about his business plan or his economic model from growth of 2.5% down to growth of 1.8%. I'm going to get all into this because this is tied to the, and if Grace and Mo can start putting up the all the articles about the tax cuts, because this is being misreported by the conservative media and the Republican media. They're saying, oh, massive tax hikes for the wealth. No, it's about massive tax cuts for working class and middle class people. I mean, massive tax cuts. You extend the Trump tax cuts permanently for that group, those brackets, plus no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security. So we'll get on to that, and it's inextricably linked back to the growth rate, because the growth of the economy is the denominator that kind of marks how much tax revenue one is going to get from both corporations and from individuals. And this is my point, and no one can refute it because it's mathematics and it's not refutable, is the math does not work unless you we're not raising taxes. What you're doing is not extending the tax cuts for the upper bracket, or if President Trump wants at $1 million to 40%. It's quite simple. It's called mathematics. And anybody, Grover Norquist, Newt Gingrich, all of you, bring it, baby. And bring some math when you come. Okay? Bring some math when you come. Because the program that you guys have is not sustainable. And the bond market gets a vote. And what we don't want to do is have the bond market start trying to turf out the Trump administration. Quite simple. President Trump's got a lot of stuff to do.
Populism, real economic freedom, a system designed for the average person who wants to work. Wanting to stop war. Oh, the left doesn't want any of this. They want free health care, which you don't get in a system. Oh, they want free everything. All right, let's take some calls. Let me just say this. I'm going to elaborate in the next few days more on this. InfoWars, the term InfoWar is generic. It means information warfare. The truth, lies, battling each other. And they hate the fact that nobody thought to go get the URL of what this is all really called in 1997. I did. I think we paid like $10 for it. And then they can just take that away and then have the Onion pose and act like me and put out this info. And that'll it's going to be a joke. It's going to blow up their face. I've already seen people in the last year that are trying to shut us down intensely saying, you know, we're all going to be the InfoWar now. Yeah, you just put in your tagline, whatever our new website is on X or wherever, and you say, I'm Spartacus. I'm the InfoWar. This is all an InfoWar. You're all the InfoWar. There's a war on for your mind. So if they think they're going to go out there and steal my identity, as they've already tried, and it's going to be successful, it's going to backfire. So it's simple. Just promote the new stuff we launch, the Alex Jones Network and other stuff. But everybody's the InfoWar. This is the InfoWar. They think taking a studio or a name away does anything. No, it doesn't. Except show people how afraid the bad guys are of what we've done legitimately here and how we've politically destroyed them globally. They're falling apart. They're collapsing. They're on fire. And then they go, we'll just go punish that guy because he was a big part of it. How'd it work with Trump? How'd it work with the mugshot and trying to kill him? It backfired because God's on our side. And if God's with us, nobody can stand against us. It's that simple. So you're all the InfoWar. That's the key. We are all the InfoWar. And the InfoWar lives forever. And this great crew. Love you. All right, Kim in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thank you. First of all, I'm 73 years old. I have no health insurance. I don't need it. I live on your supplements and Mountain Valley water.
Mm.
I don't eat processed food. I don't go to doctors. I don't need to. I work out every day. It's because I've been on your supplements for probably 20 years. Started listening to you after 9/11. You're the greatest. We love you. And I want to encourage you, if InfoWars is shut down, God's still working. He's still in this. You wouldn't be, we wouldn't be where we are if God wasn't in control.
Amen.
That's my dog, Cowboy. Shut up.
That's all right. You know, God bless you, brother, and I appreciate you listening and being a supporter for all those years.
Sorry about this. He wants me off the phone.
It doesn't bother me, brother. Anything else you'd like to add, Kim?
Just that, you know, we're in the everlasting kingdom of Messiah that can never be destroyed. I don't see why we don't understand that. You know, God's new covenant kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And we keep talking about the end of time, end of the world. No, God's much bigger than that.
I agree. I mean, God gives us revelation to warn us about what the enemy wants to do. I appreciate your call. But God lets us choose our destiny. Very sophisticated. Obviously, God did it. Justin in Florida, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, I've been a listener since 2009. You're Jesse Ventura. Well, when you're on Jesse Ventura, I started listening to you. Then I started following you on everything. Your products have become a staple of my life. And I feel like you don't boost the Mushroom Max and the nitric boost enough because they're life-changing. My wife is a EMT firefighter. She's also on them, and it just helps her with energy, focus, mental clarity. And I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to get them anymore because InfoWars is gone, and that's the only place you can get them. Are you going to bring them to the Alex Jones store?
100%. Maybe a different name, maybe the same deal. You know, nitric boost is actually over at realalexjones.com. But, yes, absolutely, that is all going to happen. You know, we're going to continue on, and we've got a lot of big things planned with the folks we're working with, and I'm going to be working for, and we're going to really take it to the next level. If they thought this whole deep state, hundreds of millions of dollars they admit spent trying to shut me down over forever, but really last 7 years, look how weak they are. That the whole system, corrupt, rigged trials, the Justice Department funding them, all of that. All just to get to this point. It's ridiculous. It's discredited them. It's convicted them, not me.
I feel like it's a real dangerous president that they're taking a free speech platform off the internet just for your free speech because they're afraid of what you say. And where do you think this goes in the future?
Well, and again, I didn't do these things they said. They raised hundreds of millions off of me with their fake charity using my name, saying I raised money off them. Just all of it truly, truly next level bizarre. And now most people know about it. So it's just, they're convicted in the public opinion. And then now they're going to have this fiasco. And you talk about major causes for damage, major lawsuits, you know, all of it. So you can see they're losing. And then they're going to do this desperate thing. If they were smart, they just creep off, but that's not what they're going to do.
I just wanted to say, Alex, I love you. Keep on the good fight, and God be with you. Have a great day.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for the support. God bless you. Big Corona in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, sir?
I'm alive and the world's wild.
First time talking with you. It's been a long time. I've listened to you since like Scanner Darkly movie. For a few words of encouragement, okay? Everything you just said, you're answering your own question, okay? You're doing everything correctly. You're thinking correctly. I'm a highly intelligent person just like yourself, and I analyze the logic, math, the direction, the probability, everything that goes into making that decision on what to do. And I just wanted to say, as a listener in the background that respects you highly and your entire crew.
Thank you.
You're doing things right, sir. No doubt in my mind. Problem is, we're fighting evil. The purest, darkest, most disgusting people in the world. And I'm under attack, too. Just for supporting InfoWars. In my own personal world, I'm under attack. Just for supporting Trump, I'm under attack. Just like yourself and everybody else who supports freedom, liberty. Right.
Because we won't surrender to Satan.
No. Because we know it's certain death if we do. And you may gain wealth, fame, prosperity, you know, by going in that direction and falling to those temptations. Let me tell you, I have sex operatives. I just had one this week coming out of Colorado. And I'm like, and this ain't the first time, believe me. They watch us. You know, I see it on my ex account. And if you need to know it, it's at Big Corona One, all ran together. Okay.
Brother, I got to jump. I appreciate you and God bless you. I just want to get to everybody. Thank you. We'll do a lot of calls. We'll probably do an emergency broadcast today. We think they're coming. I need to be on air when it all happens. And we're going to be nice about it. We're not going to let them pull some false flag and claim we did something. They already tried that in court, and the judge just laughed at them. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Proud VIP member. Based on what you just showed with Brother Tucker and Brother Bannon, do you mind if I read a verse that is prescient for me today?
Sure.
It's been my journey since 2019 when I woke up, and I think this will resonate with you and the rest of the audience.
Sure, go ahead.
Corinthians 3:7 of the New Living Translation. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. So that's been my role here in State 48, Arizona. It's corrupt from top to bottom. You guys see it where you are, too. I have the police after me all the time just for being a Trump supporter, just for being a constitutionalist. But it, as you know, and we've spoken about this a couple times, and Admiral Bannon and I talk about it all the time, World War Z or World War III is here now. It started economically 40 years ago. Based on what the libertarians did, shipping our jobs overseas. But it's been kinetic, I think, personally, my observation, my discernment, since May 25th of 2020, when federal, local police forces let Somaliopolis burn to the ground. And they followed it up with a stolen election, gross voter malfeasance. And what happened when President Biden took his hand and put it on the Bible, he ushered in, pick a number, 10 or 30 million illegal invaders. And what did they bring with them? Death. 100,000 fentanyl pills killing American citizens every year for 4 years. That's losing 300 people a day, sir, for 1,400 straight days. We are in the kinetic World War III. So I just hope everybody leans into the verses, into the Bible. Be strong. I'm without a job again, but yeah, I know that the Lord has blessed me for such a time as this. He has put me here without a job so I can reach out and plant seeds with you and other people on the radio. So,
well, that's it. I mean, you said the key here. We are in a war, and whether you want to believe it or not or face it, folks, I know this audience knows that, but for people that are new listeners, you're under attack. And the poison food, all of them. We're trying to get that out. But then, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dave. I can talk to callers all day long. Dave in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes, brother. Sir.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Good deal. God bless you. Been listening for 25 years. First time calling in. Never called before. Back first time I happened upon you, I was kind of surfing the internet and I saw a couple things on InfoWars. And then I saw another thing with, there's a caricature of George Bush in a brown shirt and Hitler uniform. I was like, what in the hell is this? Anyway, I'll never forget it. We've met a couple of times. Every time you ask me the same thing, don't I know you from somewhere? Cause I'm from Dallas. I said, yeah, it's cause I see you. Anyway, the brother before, hit kind of some of the things that I wanted to mention, but I do have a couple of things. I might hit them real quick. We are in a kinetic war. I mean, going by the move of the spirit, I think we just need to roll with this. And people are very slow to grasp that fact. Every day we are in a kinetic war for our minds, kinetic war for our soul, kinetic war for our spirit. And right now, most specifically for our country, we go down, everybody goes down. And if you go down, it absolutely will hamper this effort, because what I'm seeing is initially in the first approaching 100 days, there was a lot of momentum in the Trump administration, but it stalled out significantly in my mind. Now, he's still moving, but his other parts, his ancillary parts, I think have stalled out to some extent because of this opposition. Now, I understand what the administration is dealing with in an uphill climb because of all the bureaucracy and so forth. But we have got to make a concerted effort to stay behind these people in every possible way, to educate, to empower, and knowledge and truth are power in themselves. You're a source of that, which is why that they come after you and try to attack you so ardently. I mean, you're doing God's work. I've recognized that for years.
Well, brother, I'm trying my best. I got to jump, and that's why I said get 7 callers. I only put like 10 on. I can't get to Jay, Mike, David, and Brendan, but if you want to get their name and number, I'm going to take calls again tomorrow. I'm going to take calls every day on our last days here, and then when we do the new show on Alex Jones Network, same radio stations, they'll get it all. That's already set up. We're going to do a bunch of special shows, nothing but calls. Owen Schroyer is about to take over the War Room. We'll reloop the show on X on the main feed. You see the InfoWars feed, the AJN feed. That'll have the War Room with Owen. Please watch that. Please tune in. And please tell everybody you know they're coming for InfoWars as early as the middle of next week. We're going to be here right until the last of that. Proud of what we've done and proud that the enemy was this upset to come after us and try all this. And everything is just blown up in their face spectacularly, because that's how God works. He takes evil and turns it towards good. So thank you so much, everybody. Please spread the word. Please pray for us, and please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Owen Schroyer is about to take over. And again, you can find the feeds at infowars.com/showmadeupvideo, but that's about to go away. You'll see the new sites, the new feeds. You can find it all at X, Real Alex Jones, and at AJN Live on X. Thank you so much for myself and the InfoWars family. We're all in this together. We are all a family. Again, thank you so much.
Wait, you haven't seen this?
That's him.
Holy. Your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child and the grooming of right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with clones?
Sure, that's yes. That's yes. One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children. Right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Nicely done. Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks, more entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest product in the AlexJonesStore.com is a bombshell product. This is Shilajit Complex, which is by far my favorite product that we've ever sold. I've been taking it for several weeks straight, and I've noticed a difference in my energy levels, my thinking, clarity, and focus, and I'm certain that my testosterone is boosted as well, because let me just say, my wife loves it, and I've had the will and motivation to actually exercise. Now, not only is this Shilajit Complex absolutely amazing for you, but by subscribing, you get 50% off at the AlexJonesStore.com, and you keep Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew working diligently to fight for humanity. So please, go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now, get Shilajit Complex, and experience the benefits of ashwagandha, magnesium, black pepper, black seed extract, burdock root, Irish sea moss, and this ancient substance, Shilajit Complex, which has been used for thousands of years for all sorts of ails and benefits. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for 50% off to Shilajit Complex.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.